fresh-cut grass and the popping of the pads. It gets your motor running. And Overtime Live is there. Tonight's Friday Night Lights Game of the Week is presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites. And sponsored by An Optical Galleria, Red & Moy Therapy Associates, Ben Franklin Crafts & Framing Center, Sport Clips, Roto-Rooter, Chincheck Sports Locker, U.S. Heating & Air, The Carpool, Doc's Downtown Grill, Baltimore Door & Frame, Meinzer Brothers Petroleum, CrabbyGraw.com, Queenstown Bank, Carpenter Street Saloon, Paula's Fine Jewelry, Harrison's Chesapeake House, Higginbottom Orthodontics, Chesapeake College, Easton Cycle and Sport, and Doc's Riverside Grill. And now, from the Edge Training Academy press box, here's Mark Potter and the coach, Dale Beecraft.
Hello and good evening from Andy Schiffel Stadium in Stevensville on the campus of Ken Island High School. It's Friday Night Lights, and for the 8th year in a row, we come to you from the War on the Shore. It's the Queen Anne's Lions here to take on the Ken Island Buccaneers. I'm Mark Potter, and alongside the coach, Dale Beecraft. And coach, a beautiful night for football.
One of a great night for football, and this is one of the biggest rivalry games in the Bayside on Rivalry Week. But I tell you, tonight you got to look for anything and everything throughout the record.
You've got the Buccaneers unbeaten, and the 8-1 Queen Anne's Lions, the Bayside Championship on the line tonight. We've got the War on the Shore with Overtime Live's Friday Night Lights Game of the Week coming up with the Roto-Rooter pregame show next right here on 94.3 Wingstone FM and sfmsports.net.
It's time to turn the heat up on the competition during the top 100 sales drive at the Preston Autoplex.
This year's inventory is the largest on the East Coast and includes over 2,000 new Fords, Lincolns, Mazda, Nissan, Hyundais, and even pre-owned vehicles, too. You can get total savings up to $12,000 and finance rates as low as 0% for 72 months is available on select vehicles, and our prices include freight. Plus, you get a yellow frog to support our troops.
The top 100 sales drive is on, and we'll do whatever it takes to earn your business only at the Preston Autoplex or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
Need a plumber? Call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Servicing Delmarva for over 30 years, they are the original Roto-Rooter that you can count on. Whatever your plumbing or drain service needs, they can fix it. Give them a call at 888-EDS-ROTO. That's 888-EDS-ROTO. Or check them out on the web at edsroto.com. When you hear this jingle, you'll know it's the real Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites also received the distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
Queenstown Bank is proud to sponsor the Overtime Live Halftime Show. We believe that teamwork, along with social and leadership skills, are what our youth needs in order to succeed. By supporting our youth in every way, from the sports they play to their academics, to ensuring they understand the importance of financial literacy, we are building leaders within our community. For more information on Queenstown Bank's new financial education program, Bank on Your Future, contact Holly Rhodes at 410-819-3089. Our children are our future. Queenstown Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Overtime Live.
Welcome back to Overtime Live, Game of the Week, brought to you by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites. It's the Roto-Rooter pregame show for all your plumbing, drain, and septic needs. Call the original Rooter, Roto-Rooter, at 888-ROTO. Mark Potter, Coach Dale Beecraft alongside, and Coach has your chin check, Sports Locker, keys to the game.
Well, both teams have got to be concerned with winning the battle in the trenches. The line of scrimmage is going to be a big key. Ken Allen specifically is going to have to control Queen Anne running quarterback Mike D'Angelo. I expect to see the vertical passing game highlighted tonight, and Ken Allen's going to have to play pass defense. Finally, I think Queen Anne's going to have to do a much better job on special teams than we saw last week. Block kicks to bad snaps tonight could quickly turn into points. The kicking game is a big key.
It sure is. Special teams matter tonight. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located in the Tredavon Square, and can take care of all of your team uniforms and spirit wear attention, Check Sports Locker now offers Under Armour products. Check them out online at chincheckSportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. We'll get a look at your Baltimore door and frame and Supplies Unlimited starting lineups when we come back on the Roto-Rooter pregame show in Stevensville for the Queen Anne's Lions and the Kent Island Buccaneers on 94.3 Wakes FM and sfmsports.net.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located at the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out Chincheck Sports SportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
Paula's Fine Jewelry is a full-service family jewelry store specializing in jewelry, keepsakes, and gifts for the whole family. At Paula's, you'll find quality certified diamonds, sterling silver, charms, diamond and gemstone jewelry, and pearls, as well as designer and sports jewelry. Paula's Fine Jewelry offers custom jewelry design, on-premise jewelry repair, and appraisals by appointment. For the best quality from your hometown jewelry store, stop by Paula's Fine Jewelry at 1607 Postal Road in Chester. Paula's is open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6 until 2 on Saturday. Call Paula's Fine Jewelry today at 410-643-8045.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrette from Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates in the Adirondack Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2982, and we can get you the answer.
That's Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island. Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
Overtime Live on 94.3 Winks FM.
Oh, Lord. Hey, good evening and welcome back to the Roto-Rooter pregame show. It's Friday night karaoke here at Andy Schiphol Stadium. Little Phil Collins being played over the PA.
Hold on.
That's right. Hey, guys, we are here for tonight's War on the Shore. And this is our eighth straight year to bring you this game. And, Coach, we were talking earlier. I mean, there are just so many different things that we remember over the years. I mean, Matt Spence and I, we were broadcasting a game between Kent Island and Queen Anne's where there was snow. I think the game ended like 3-0. And you just don't know what you're going to get. And you're right, in your Chincheck Sports Locker keys to the game, you talk about throw the records away because it's not going to matter.
I've had a chance to be on the inside of this, looking from the inside out. And it's a really special week of preparation. Everybody gets hyped up, and again, it's the focus of both teams. It's the season in a nutshell.
This is the Roto-Rooter pregame show. Let's go ahead and get your starting lineup. Brought to you by Baltimore Door and Frame and Supplies Unlimited, providing the best to the shore for over 30 years. Check them out online at baltdoor.com. Coach, why don't you go ahead and give us the visiting Queen Anne's Lions.
At center should be Jordan Waters. At right guard, Garrett Deese. At left guard, Chucky Lanzinger. At right tackle, Keen Shanahan. At left tackle, Trent Riggs. At tight end, Tyler Bonner. At a wide receiver, Wyatt Pender. At a halfback position, Jaquel Garner. At fullback, Brandon Hickman. At the other running back will be Garrett Bowen, and in the backfield at quarterback, Mike D'Angelo. Now for your homestanding, unbeaten Kent Island Buccaneers. At left tackle will be Boone Sublett. At left guard is going to be Garrett Redden. Jake Hicks will be your center. Right guard, Casey Dare. And your right tackle is going to be old number 74, Chris Roth. Sean Mooney will be your wide receiver. Your block will be Dylan Finlay. Your tight end, John Van Wee. And in the backfield, your quarterback, Jordan Marciano. Braden Doyle will be tailback, and he'll have some company with him. He'll get spelled by Austin Ryan. And the big fullback, Frank Rotundo, will handle the blocking duties there. Yes, the teams have taken the field. Kent Island spreading out on their side, moving the visiting Queen Anne Lions to their sideline for their quick calisthenics. We'll be doing ours in the Edge Training Academy broadcast booth, and we'll be back here to Andy Schiffel Stadium for the kickoff after this on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
Hey, it's Mark Potter. You've heard me talking about an optical Galleria for a few years now. I rave about them to all of my friends because Bob Pino and his staff treat me like family. They know I'm a diabetic and always ask about my eyesight because they know it can change dramatically. And I'm not the only one. They'll treat you like family too. Quit wasting your time and money at the franchise stores and shop at a place that treats you like one of their own. Schedule your next eye appointment with an Optical Galleria or bring your own prescription. Either way, take your business to an Optical Galleria on West Water Street in Centerville. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 443-262-9415.
Fall savings at Ben Franklin Crafts. Save 33% off all fall bushes, fall ribbon bolts, Creativity for Kids box kits, and Winsor & Newton Artist Oils. Save 40% off all fall scarecrows, Gamblin Artist Oils, and Sweet Beads Charms. Save 50% off all custom framing orders. Create, embellish, just add imagination. Ben Franklin Crafts, Easton Plaza, Marlboro Road, Easton.
Need a place to watch your favorite college or pro football team? Head to Carpenter Street Saloon in St. Michael's. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Plus, they have live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Stop by Carpenter Street Saloon every Sunday and take advantage of the football specials. Half-price wings and a half-pound of peel in each shrimp for just $6. Monday is date night at the Carpenter Street Saloon. Buy one entree, get the second for half off. Enjoy a delicious meal of meatloaf and mashed potatoes, just $11 every Tuesday. Wednesday is trivia night with half-price burgers. Head to the Carpenter Street Saloon every Thursday for fresh oven-baked turkey specials all day long. And Saturday is steak night. Buy one Delmonico, get the second one half off. So beat feet to the Carpenter Street Saloon, a St. Michael's tradition.
Turn to Chesapeake College and discover the Eastern Shore's best programs for today's hottest healthcare careers. Chesapeake's state-of-the-art facilities and world-renowned faculty are revolutionizing the healthcare profession. From nurses and paramedics to phlebotomists and pharmacy technicians, Chesapeake graduates cure and care for our community. Fall classes begin August 22nd. Enroll today. Visit chesapeake.edu or call 410-822-5400. That's 410-822-5400. Your time, your place. Chesapeake College.
The Overtime Live Game of the Week on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
It's presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Club, Easton Inn & Suites. And my goodness, we are ready for the kickoff. Teams are gathering in the center of the field. The captains are for our coin flip on the Fred Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Game started as early as 6 o'clock tonight, and looks like North Carolina currently beating Colonel Richardson by the score of 16-0. An important note from that game, David Bailey and Tay Pott are not playing. They're both on the bench tonight. Watching this one, it'd be insane for the playoffs. But Alan Sadoff is doing a good job. Colonel Richardson was just driving inside the five, and Colonel Richardson turns the ball over as North Carolina takes it there with the lead again, 16-0. Let's check in with Mike Bradley and get the rest of the look at the Fred and White Therapy Associates scoreboard.
All right, well, Mark, Easton and Cambridge coming up in just a couple of minutes. But Y-High and J.M. Bennett in the Battle of Salisbury, no score in that one that we have. Stephen Decatur leading Stow Hill, the latest we had in that one, 20-6. Ed Zonick with three touchdown rushes. Kent County on the road to Falston, that also comes up in the next couple of minutes.
And, of course, Parkside whoops up on Washington last night in a big way. So Ken Island is going to be kicking off to start this one, 12 minutes on the clock, and we're ready for our Ben Franklin Crafts and Framing Center kickoff for the best selection in home decor, crafts, Redskins, and Ravens decorations and framing. Head over to the Easton Plaza Shopping Center on Marlboro Road in Easton. You know, a couple minutes ago, they played that commercial for the Carpenter Street Saloon in St. Michael's. I went there Thursday and got some of that oven-baked turkey. Oh, my goodness. Between the sweet rolls there that are good enough to slap your mama, and then, of course, that oven-baked turkey on a hot open-faced sandwich with mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah, beef feet to Sea Street, I'm telling you.
You're making me hungry.
You shouldn't be after what you ate for dinner tonight. All right, Mark Schreckengoss has it teed up, and we're ready to get this one underway from the 40-yard line. The Lions have three players back deep and a lot of room between the front line and the second. They're going to set up with a 5-3-3 look. Schreckengoss approaches the ball, and this one is underway and into the end zone for a touchback. And it's nice to have a kicker who can put it that deep.
He can kind of lag, you know. As I was telling you, I saw a JV kicker last night, you know, and can almost kick as far.
We're joined in the Ed's Training Academy press box by the one and only Eamon Alam. You can tell it's cold outside. He decided to come up here and out of the elements, which is nothing but a little wind coming off the bay. All right, the Lions with the ball, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. They're going to send Sean Mooney out here to the near side, or make a check that Wyatt Pender out here to the near side. Two receivers out to the far. Shotgun formation for your quarterback. Mike D'Angelo brings one in motion. Fake the handoff. D'Angelo going to keep it. Stumbles over the white line at the 20. He gets that across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 7, actually, on the play, and that'll set up a 2nd-and-3 for the Lions.
That little read option-looking kind of play has been a staple of Queen Anne's lately, and Ken Allen's going to have to try to stop that with people in the box.
D'Angelo gets the play call. He's into the huddle, and they'll start dispersing. Fender's going to come here to the near side. He'll be lining up inside the numbers just outside the hash mark, right to left across your radio dial. Garner and Hickman in the backfield. Bonner's going to flip over to the far side of the field, and that's where they're going to get to the receiver. Hand off to Garner. Garner's going to take the ball out across the 30, and we're going to have our first EisenArt.net first down. We'll move the chains.
Ken Allen has loaded the box up. Now you can expect to see D'Angelo start to look deep.
D'Angelo looking to the sidelines, getting the call from the coach. Every team does it a little bit different. Marciano will sprint to the sidelines to get the call from the coach for Ken Island. D'Angelo goes halfway, and North Carolina, they send their players in with the play. Garner to the near side, split out just inside the hash mark, ball in the middle of the field. D'Angelo shotgun, takes it, keeps it. Going to run up the right side, gets stuck, and he may have lost a half a yard if he didn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
He had to try to bounce it quick because the hole was stuffed in the middle with people in the box. The linebackers were uptight.
Going to give him about a half a yard. We'll keep it at 2nd-and-10 officially.
A little bit of breeze blowing in.
A little bit. There's a wind coming from the left across this field, and we're feeling it up here.
And D'Angelo will be throwing into it this corner.
All right, Pender going to be in tight about 6 yards, 7 yards outside the ball. Shotgun formation. Hickman in the backfield along D'Angelo. Going to send one in motion. D'Angelo's going to keep it, looking to throw down the middle of the field. He's got a man there. Overthrows Tyler Bonner and had coverage, but he had his man beat, Braden Doyle, by about a step. But D'Angelo could not put it on the spot, and that's going to set up 3rd and 10.
Actually, Doyle's coverage was pretty good because the ball would have had to have been thrown exact for Bonner to have a chance.
3rd down and 10 for the Queen Anne's Lions. Ball just on the outside of the 30-yard line. In Lion territory, moving right to left, falls in the middle of the field. D'Angelo breaks the huddle. Going to send Pender to the far side of the field. Jaikel Garner going to line up here. The near side, offset in the backfield. That's going to be Hickman. Kind of set up. Faked off. Here comes the counter coming around. Handoff.
and able to beat feet on down the field and stop at the 34-yard line. And carrying the ball there was Garrett Bowen, and he gets stuck. So that's going to set up a punt on a fourth and about six.
And the counterplay poses a problem to a lot of people, but Ken Allen traditionally plays that very well.
Well, that counter was actually run from the opposite direction than the way they normally run that, as the fullback was offset to the far side. Waiting on your punt, Bonner is your punter. Remember last week was an eventful night for the punting team. Nice kick. Bonner puts it up. It's going to get caught up on the wind and take a bounce and down there by the lines at about the 41-yard line. And we'll get our first look at the Ken Island offense at the 9:20 mark of the first quarter.
Now, you can expect to see Ken Island come out and try to play power football early on and just try to feel it out and see what happens.
14 yards of offense on the first possession for the Lions, nothing more. We'll see what the Buccaneers can do as they quickly break the huddle. Going to send two out here to the near side. That's going to be Sean Mooney out here with another receiver in the slot. I formation, fake the handoff, back to pass. Marciano getting pressure. Marciano throws it, and it might be picked off. Ill-advised, though, they're saying incomplete. Ill-advised flick there for Marciano. And the coach, if they Damian Ferragamo over here tell Marciano he had a guy in the flat that was wide open.
He was wide open, but he didn't see him. He held the ball too long. The Lions did a good job of getting pressure and forced him out of the pocket.
Selby Skaggs was the receiver that was in the slot here.
41.
So second and 10, Marciano almost had a little trouble there.
That was a recipe for disaster.
Ken Island's had a tendency to turn the ball over on their first possession the last couple of games. Split backs in the backfield. Give it to Austin Ryan. He's going to be piling forward. He'll pick up about three. Gets out to him. By the way, they're going to mark him. He's down after a gain of 2 yards. So it sets up third and eight now.
Yeah, just let you know, Chick-fil-A is here again tonight.
So third and eight for the Buccaneers on their first possession. Ferragamo walked out onto the field this time to give Marciano the play call. Selby Skaggs coming out here to the near side with Mooney. Finlay to the far side. Going to be pistol, offset out formation in the backfield. Marciano barking out the signal. Good turn, fake to Austin Ryan. Throws it up, got a man down the side, and almost picked off. Sean Mooney and Mikey Monroe fighting for it, and they say incomplete. The ball, Mooney, Mikey Monroe had it, and Sean Mooney goes up to play defense. The ball comes out. And that's going to set up fourth down and eight
for the ball.
The Buccaneers.
Monroe made a nice play on the ball, and it's especially interesting because it was questionable as to whether he could play or not.
But he can't wait on it. He's got to go get it.
Well, he has a hard time coming out of his break. He backpedals well, and he runs, but he can't plant and come out of the break.
Garner and Bowen back deep. Can Isla late getting a player on? Waiting on the snap. That's good. Kick gets away. Nice kick. End over end. Going to bounce at the 20. Garner should have fielded that one. And that's going to roll all the way down to the 5-yard line. Wow, what a punt.
Great punt. But when the ball hits the ground, it's going to roll 10, 15 yards, guaranteed.
Brandon Galloway punts it. And it goes from the 20 and then rolls all the way down to about the 6-yard line where they'll mark it down officially. A 14-yard loss for not catching that ball in the air.
Yeah, and then last week we saw Queen Anne do a nice job of catching punts. Tonight they let the first one drop.
So first and 10 deep in their own area. The Lions with the ball from their own six. Ball just inside the near hash mark. Right to left across your radio dial. D'Angelo in the backfield. Hickman alongside to his right. Two receivers, now one in motion. That's Garner. Give the jet to him. Quarterback's going to keep it. And D'Angelo gets out across the 10. Looks like he gets to about the 12-yard line. So we'll give him gain of 6. Sets up 2nd and 4.
They run that play really well. The motion of that side widens the linebacker out and sets him up for an angle block. And then D'Angelo just follows him.
So 2nd and 4 for the Lions from their own 12-yard line. They'll get set. Receiver to the near side. One to the far. wing back, looking like it's set up for counter, and it is. One was there, Canelo was there, and finally able to break away. Brandon Hickman able to come off from the line, from the fullback spot, able to move the chains as he's out to about the 20-yard line. As a matter of fact, the 21-yard line. He's got an Eisenhart.net first down.
Well, Ken Allen blew the linebackers that time in the run blitz formation and nearly got him in the backfield, but the danger was when he broke the line of scrimmage, if they don't get him there, he's gone.
Well, they brought the big political signs out over here in the student section. They've got Hillary and Donald well represented. Why not? In motion, Garner. Take the sweep to him. Yep, Garner's got it. Garner's down across the 25. Nice job all the way out close to the 30. Looks like he's going to be just shy of the first down.
The Lions did a really nice job of blocking on the corner that time. They were able to seal the corner and guard the guy outside.
Get him out to about the 29. We'll get a second and two here. Got to get to about the 31. Do the Lions on their second possession. They started this time back at their 6. Moving the ball this time. Second and 8 now. Or second and 2, rather, for the Lions. In tight. Double wing set. Offset of the backfield. Toss coming here to the near side. And taken down and stuck. There's that Brandon Galloway again. And he really took T.J. Rogers down, who's coming back off an injury as well. And he'll lose about 5 yards on the play.
Now, if you're looking for a form tackle, that was it. He broke down and waited and then lowered his shoulder and wrapped him up.
Sets up third, and we'll go about third and 6. They're just inside the 25. They got to get to the 31.
More cowbell, Buck Country. Got to have more cowbell.
5:58 in county here in the first quarter. No score. Ten Island against Queen Anne's. The Lions from Queen Anne's have the ball. We got a first flag. It's going to be a false start. Going to happen on the right side of the line, and that'll cost them 5. So they go from 3rd and 6 now to 3rd and 11.
And it makes it a much more difficult call now with the 3rd and 11.
Game. Flashing lights going down the road over here, and it looks like it would be a train as big as it is.
It does.
That thing is huge, whatever it is. Oh, it's the big combine now. It comes out of the trees. Who knew they had those here on Kent Island? 3rd and 11. Back to pass. We got a flag, and it could be another false start or an encroachment as the official heads over to talk to the referee. We'll wait for the call.
Dead ball.
It's going to be false start. Wow. They were set up at 3rd and 6. Now they're going to be set up at 3rd and 16.
And Coach Grape is not going to be happy about that. You can't give away yardage.
The Buccaneer defense doesn't have to worry about stopping this one because the Lions have done a good job of stopping themselves this time. 5:15, clock continues to run. D'Angelo, your shotgun. Hickman flanked to his left just in front of it. Two receivers to the near, one to the far. He's coming in motion. Fake the handoff, back to pass. And the quarterback is sacked at the 5-6-yard line.
And that's one of the things we talked about in the beginning. Pressure on the quarterback will help negate the passing game.
Austin Ryan in there to apply the sack. And they're going to put him down at the 6-yard line back where this drive started. So it'll be a net gain of 0 yards on this long possession for the Lions. After gaining 14 yards on their first possession, they'll come around with a net 0 on their second, and Tyler Bonner standing in the back of his end zone to punt this one away. Waiting on the snap, Selby Skaggs looks like he's going to apply pressure. He backs out of it. They get it away. Could have been blocked. Bonner does a good job getting it away, and it's going to be bounced at the 41-yard line, and Ken Island will gain 10 yards off of this Lions possession.
And winning the battle of field position is also very big, particularly in the beginning of a game when you're trying to decide who's going to have the advantage of the Lions.
Correction, make that 18 yards as they fight for the possession. Now they're 1st and 10 from the Lion 41. Last time Kent Island had the ball, they started at their own 41. Ball on the far side of the field. I formation behind your quarterback. Marciano hands it off to Austin Ryan. He gets stuck, and the Lions defense is there. May get back to the line of scrimmage, but nothing more. Trent Riggs in on that tackle.
The defensive line is holding its own. The second level has not even gotten involved yet.
They got a clean uniform. Clock continuing to run here in the first quarter at Andy Schiffel Stadium on the campus of Kent Island High School, which has become Title USA because Kent Island sports are going well this year. Marciano fakes the handoff. He's getting pressure. Has to get it away. Does. That's the Braden Doyle. Doyle's going to get an eye for the right first down. He's out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. Nice little passing catch there. And a good block out here on the end from one of the receivers.
That's a very similar route to the one that he ran earlier when he didn't see him up the sideline.
It's a design rollout. Ball first and 10 at the 28-yard line of the Lions. Buccaneers offset eye. Receiver to the far, one to the near. Marciano hand off to Austin Ryan, who tries to cut his way through the line. He does. He breaks free. He's down inside the 15-yard line. He's in the Harrison Chesapeake House red zone, down to the 12 for another Eisenhart.net first down.
Austin Ryan did a great job of following the initial block line of scrimmage, and when he got to the second level, he turned on the power.
There was nobody there to take him down. You had one trying to grab him around the waist. You're going to have to hit Austin Ryan low. He loves to run straight up and down. Another handoff to Ryan. He gets stopped at the line and buried, and no more than that. And that'll set up second down and 10 from about the 11-yard line.
That was 55, Trent Riggs again, big boy on the defensive line.
They're moving Riggs around a little bit on that line. Dylan Finlay checks into the ball game now for a tight end.
Second and 10.
Going to send Finlay to the far side of the field. Mooney and Skaggs to the near. Offset eye behind your quarterback. That's Doyle and Austin Ryan. Fake the handoff, rolling out, trying to throw it. Has to get and down. He had to get rid of the ball, but he's going to be taken down. Marciano is back at about the 14-yard line. And that'll be a loss of three on the play. That's a third and 13.
Jordan Wilmer was able to string the ball out from his outside linebacker position and make the play.
Now you're going to have Bowie checking into the ball game. Cameron Bowie checks in for Austin Ryan. Marciano with a little limp as he jogs back to the huddle. Ball on the near hash mark. Left to right across your radio dial. Third and 13 from the 14. Offset eye and timeout, Kent Island. And we'll take 1-2. No score with 1:58 to go in the first. Kent Island, Queen Anne on 94.3 Winks FM and sfmsports.net.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Delmarva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
It's the Overtime Live Game of the Week on WINX-FM St. Michael's Easton, a First Media radio station, your local sports leader, 94.3 Winks FM.
It's the war on the shore. Kent Island's got the ball. Shotgun formation for your quarterback, Cameron Bowie in the backfield. High snap, somehow Jordan Marciano saves it, spins forward, gets to the 17-yard line, so he's going to lose about 3 yards. And we're going to get our first look at Schreckengast as he'll come on to kick the field goal.
And I think his special team would play a huge role in this game. This is our first look at it.
Schreckengast going to set the ball down on the near hash mark at the 24-yard line. It'll be a 34-yard attempt for the right-footed kicker. Selby Skaggs is your holder. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is blocked. And it's going to be Queen Anne's ball at the 21-yard line, covered up by Trent Riggs after the block.
I could not see who it was, but whoever it was came through untouched.
I believe it was Garner coming off the right edge, but I'd have to see a replay to confirm. But he was coming off the end. It was Tyler Bonner rather, with the block coming off the edge on the far side. Aiming along, has better eyes than I do tonight. So the Lions with the blocked field goal with 1:18 on the clock. They take over first and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Playing everything to the right side of the field tonight. Shotgun. D'Angelo sends Garner in motion. Give it to him. Garner trying to run the sweep on the right side. Breaks two tackles. Gets stacked up at about the 25-yard line. He'll pick up about four on the carry. And that's going to set up second and 6.
Green hand that time and set the strong side of the offense to the boundary and tried to get Garner on a sweep to the weak side, which is the wide side.
Tune in every week of the regular season to Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group, Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites, to see who is chosen as the Overtime Live Carpool Coach of the Week. That coach is going to receive a free car wash at the Carpool on Route 50 in Easton. Garner in motion, handoff to Hickman. He's going to sweep free. The ball comes loose. It's still on the ground. Finally picked up by Brandon Galloway. Galloway's got the ball at the 24-yard line. And, wow, Hickman has the ball stripped as he squirts through the line.
Jet sweep action, faked the handoff, gave it to Hickman. Hickman never quite put it away.
That very well could be your turning point of the game. Brought to you by Easton Cycle and Sports. Located on Goldsboro Road in Easton. Are you bored on the weekend? Well, then turn it around with paddleboarding, kayaking, and bicycling with Easton Cycle and Sport. Austin I formation, back to pass. Marciano looking to the right side. Got Mooney there. Duxar, about a yard out of his reach. A good attempt, and I like the thought, trying to put a knife in him right from the get-go, but too far on the 25-yard pass attempt.
It was a nice pattern and a good throw. It's just slightly overthrown, but he threw it in a place where nobody could get it but his receiver.
Frank Rotundo's your fullback. Brandon Doyle, rather, is going to be your tailback. All these Brandons and Braytons. Skaggs and Mooney to the near side. Tight end, Van Wee on the far. Off the high formation. Skaggs in motion. Comes back out. Gives a handoff to the far side with Doyle. Doyle's going to break play. Trying to shoot Duke into the end zone. He is just shy. Just shy of the end zone. Over on the far side of the field. Touchdown saving tackle. Oh, he fumbled the ball. Galloway fumbled the ball into the end zone. And it's going to be a touchback.
Wow.
Another turning point of the game brought to you by Easton Cycle and Sport. Nobody wants to score a touchdown in this first quarter.
And I thought he was in initially, but he fumbled just short of the goal line, and the ball rolled out the sideline as back in the end zone.
Here we go. First down from the 20-yard line. The Lions get the possession back with 14 seconds left on the clock. They're trading fumbles now. Wide receiver comes out to the near side. That's going to be Pender. Shotgun formation for your quarterback, D'Angelo, flanked by Hickman. In motion, Bowen going to throw it out here to Jaikel Garner. Garner's going to catch it at about the 31-yard line, and it'll be enough for an Eisenhart.net first down.
And that was a pretty throw.
It was.
Well, on the string, Garner ran a nice route to the yard marker, and D'Angelo delivered it right on time.
And that's going to be the last play of this first quarter. No score after 12 minutes of play, and the Lions have the ball deep in their own territory at the 31-yard line. When we come back on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, boldly asks, who invented the demolition derby? Man, yes, guys live their life a little differently. At Sport Clips, guys find sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a haircut that always looks great. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Sport Clips, with locations in Easton, Kent Island, Salisbury, and coming soon to Cambridge. Visit sportclips.com.
It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Autoplex and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
Second quarter brought to you by the Kent Island High School Athletic Boosters. Check them out online at KIHSAB.org. And that's where you can check them out. Kent Island Athletic Boosters bringing you tonight's second quarter of play. My goodness, they've had quite the season so far. Field hockey, soccer, cross country, all getting it done for the Buccaneers here in Kent Island. All right, Queen Anne's with the ball. First and 10 at their own 31. Ball on the far hash mark. Quick out, last play. I believe that was Garner, right, but Bowen over there.
36.
Actually, it was Pender on the far side. Picks up 5 on the play. Sets up 2nd and 5. And that's what I think you got to do. You got to dink and dunk on this Kent Island defense. Get them to come up and play you, and then you can go over the top and beat them.
Yeah, that was my next comment. They're going to probably go flat for a while and pull the secondary up and then try to go an out and up.
D'Angelo in the backfield. Shotgun. He's got Hickman spread to his right side. Double wing set. Receiver Pender to the far side. In motion. Take the Garner. Quarterback's going to keep it. He gets hit. And no gain on the play. Sets up 3rd and 5.
And there's a green option look again. The motion that time did not pull the linebacker. He sat and read the play.
So 3rd down and 5 for the Lions with 11:05 to go here in the third. Ball's at the 36-yard line. Right smack dab in the middle of the field. They'll break the huddle. Fans starting to fill in rather nicely here at Kent Island and Queen Anne's. Now we got a stoppage of play, and Kent Island, or make that Queen Anne's, wants to call a timeout. We'll take 1-2 at the 10:43 mark on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels, too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton and next to the Sam's Club on Route 13 in Salisbury. Like them on Facebook.
Overtime Live.
Welcome back to Overtime Live's Game of the Week, brought to you by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton, and in Suites. 3rd and 5 for the Queen Anne's Lions. Ball in the middle of the field, left to right at Frazier Radio Dial. Rodgers in motion. Here comes the counter. Nope, fake that. Back to pass. D'Angelo held on to it, and he's sacked. D'Angelo going to get taken down at about the 28-yard line. And that's going to be a loss of, looks like, about 8 on the play.
And the defensive front did the job. The linebackers were held on the play fake a little bit, but the defensive line were able to put the pressure on.
Your Perrette and Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard has Decatur beating Snow Hill 35-6. That's coming in from Brian Grimm from Preston Autobody. Here comes your punt from Tyler Bonner. Gets it away. In Queen Anne's County, that would have been shot out of the air, but it took a big-time Queen Anne bounce. It bounced at the 41 all the way down to the 19-yard line.
Well, we are in Queen Anne County, but you're not duck country.
Yeah. Checking in on that Brett Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard.
It's Maryland's only fixed football wrap-up show. It's Overtime Live every Friday night.
Kay Potts checks into the ball game, and he scores from the 1-yard line. And North Carolina now holds a 24-0 lead over Colonel Richardson.
You're feeling a little hungry. Chick-fil-A.
1st and 10 for the Buccaneers. Ball on the near hash mark. High formation behind your quarterback. 2 receivers in the near side. Van Wee, the tight end on the far. Hand off Austin Ryan, tries the stiff arm. Taken out of bounds at the 21-yard line, and a flag comes up. And that very well could be an offensive face mask.
That was the face mask.
Going to call it a personal foul face mask. They're going to call it against the defense.
Yeah, it was on number 18, Jordan Wilmer.
So they're going to move the 15 yards, and that'll be an Eisenhardt gotten at first down. Austin Ryan had a hold of the defensive player's face mask, but I guess that's a stiff arm, and you can get away with that.
Well, there's no question Wilmer had it. I saw the running back's head turn.
Can Island quickly to the line of scrimmage, first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. I formation behind your quarterback, Marciano. In motion, Skag. He'll clear that formation. Hand off to your tailback, Austin Ryan. Breaks through the line. Up, comes back. And somehow, plus to a couple of tackle attempts, he's across midfield to the 49-yard line. If he'd have kept going, he'd have probably been down to about the 35-yard line if he'd have come to the left. But he cut back to the right, but still an Eisenhardt.net first down at the 49-yard line of the Lions.
And Tyler Bonham for the Lions saved that big play. He was hanging on to his ankle.
Mooney and Skaggs to the far side. I formation behind your quarterback. Big Frank Rotundo in there with Cameron Bowie. Long snap count. Marciano hands up to Bowie, running off the left side, and he's going to be taken down at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10.
That's the first time we've seen Cole Gunther tonight. That was Cole Gunther on the play. He had a big game last week, and this is the first time he showed up tonight.
Marciano with the play call. Braden Doyle checking into the ball game. He'll take Rotundo out. Chilly night here on the island in Stevensville. Of course, I dressed like I was in the Bahamas or something.
I wondered.
Offset eye formation behind your quarterback. In motion, it's Skaggs. From the slot, he'll come back to the near side. Back to pass, rolling out on the right side. Looking, pulls it down. Tries to run and does, but he gets slobber-knockered at about the 47-yard line. Give him a gain of two on the play.
Yeah, he did a nice job of looking down the field, trying to read his receivers. Nobody was there, so he pulled it down and took what he could get.
He did the right thing instead of trying to get in trouble with it. But, boy, he took a wallop. 8:21 to go here in the first half. Brought to you by the Kent Island Athletic Boosters. Marciano back out to the huddle. Seeing Mooney and Skaggs here to the near side. Ball just inside the right hash mark. Right to left across your dial. I formation behind your quarterback. Back to pass. Quick. Looking. Drop. Puts it up for Mooney. Good coverage. Mooney comes back and catches it. Well done. And he's down to the 16-yard line. That's the way you play an underthrown ball.
And Mooney played the football. The defensive back did not play the football. But you talk about a duck getting shot out of the air.
Marciano doesn't enough to get it done. It's 7:48 on the clock, and we've got an Eisenhardt.net first down inside the Harrison Chesapeake House red zone.
Really wasn't pretty, but it was very effective.
Ball on the near hash mark. Offset eye behind Marciano. Receiver to the near and to the far. Handoff, Austin Ryan straight ahead. And he'll get about a half a yard down to about the 14-yard line. We'll give him a gain on the play.
Jordan Wilmer once again on the tackle, making his presence known.
So sets up second and 9 now for the Buccaneers, deep in Lion territory. The last time the Buccaneers were in this deep, they had a field goal blocked by Tyler Bonner from the Lions, saving that one from getting on the board. Skaggs and Mooney to the far side. Skaggs is in the slot, offset eye. Here comes Skaggs in motion. He'll go back out to the far side. Hand off, coming around to the near side. Ryan stops, cuts, lowers his shoulder, gets down to the 10-yard line, a gain of 4 on the play. And that's going to set up a third, and we'll call it 4.
The Lions have got to feel pretty lucky. They blocked the field goal. They had an apparent touchdown roll out of the end zone of Ken Allen. And now here we are again.
Ball's at the 10-yard line. They got to get in between the 6 and the 5. So officially, it would be a 3rd and 5 here. Finley to the near side. Split back to the backfield. Ryan and Doyle. Toss to Doyle, running on the right side. Good stop over there. He somehow finds a way cutting through, taken down. And it looks like he's going to be about a yard or two short of the first down.
Well, Queen Anne did a nice job of stringing the play out, but help did not arrive quick enough for the inside.
Going to be about 4th and a half a yard. And the Bucs quickly. Up for it. Marciano, maybe a sneak. Nope, going to hand it to Austin Ryan. Run it off the left leg. And he's going to make his way at the 5-yard line in another Eisenart.net first down.
First down, coach.
Well, you got a big back like that. Give it to him.
Give it to him. You're exactly right. Give it to him. And I expect to see him get it a couple times right now.
Big block on that one, too, by the way, by Brayden Doyle.
It was just good man-on-man blocking that time.
Doyle got up to that linebacker and created a little hole.
First and goal
from the 5-yard line, deep in the Harrison Chesapeake House red zone. Van Wee flopping to the near side. Double tight set on this side now. Heavy handoff. Austin Ryan trying to find his way to the end zone. He hurdles one and into the end zone for a 5-yard touchdown.
And he made a great cut. He was headed to the left side like he was trying to get outside. Saw a hole in the middle and turned it back and scored.
A little zig and then a zag, and he gets into the end zone at the 5:24 mark to put Kent Island on the board first. Pending the PAT here from Shrekin Guys. Let's see what happens. Selby Skaggs will be your holder. Snap, good. Hold, good. Kick up, and it is good. 7-0 the score. 5:24 to go in the first half. Kent Island strikes bottom first. They lead the Lions 7-0 on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
Overtime Live on 94.3 Winks FM.
Welcome back. Overtime Live, Game of the Week, brought to you by the Preston Automotive Group, Best Western Plus, Easton in its suite. We'll check your Brent Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard coming up in just a moment. But first, we've got our Ben Franklin Crafts and Framing Center kickoff. Shrekin Guys has it teed up at the 40. And the Lions have three back deep, standing close to the goal line. Little worm burner going to be taken short at about the 4-yard line. Picked up finally and stepped out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Brandon Hickman did not field the ball cleanly, dropped it, picked it up, dropped it, and then when he picked it up again after it bounced closer to the sideline, he stepped on the chalk, and you could see it come up from underneath his cleats.
He looked very hesitant as to what he wanted to do, and when he finally made up his mind, it was too late.
So they'll put it on the white line, first and 10 from their own 5-yard line, and this has been a comedy of errors for the Lions tonight.
And
nobody's laughing over there on the Lions sideline.
But still, they're in a close game, and it could be 17-0 right now.
5:20 on the clock. 7-0. Bucks lead the Queen Anne's Lions, but the Lions have the ball. D'Angelo, shotgun, standing on the goal line, in motion. Give it to the motion man. Nope, quarterback's going to keep it. No, he gave it to Hickman, and Hickman gets out across the 5-yard line to about the 8-yard line. So we'll give him a gain of 3 on the play. Sets up 2nd and 7.
Hickman with the run.
So Hickman somehow breaking free through there. Picks up a couple. So the Fred Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard, Easton and Cambridge. Easton's playoff hopes are gone, but right now Easton leading. Cambridge 7-0 on a Zach Strand 75-yard interception return for a touchdown. Back to pass. D'Angelo looking, going to let it fly down the middle of the field. And miscommunication there with Bonner, overthrew him, who was covered very well by the by Brayden Doyle.
But D'Angelo's got a big arm, but he just outthrew Bonner that time. Bonner's not that fast.
Aiming along, keeping stats here for the Star Democrat. The article that he writes, you can read in the Sunday Star. Average starting position for the Queen Anne's Lions right now, their own 12-yard line.
It's good there.
Third and seven, deep in their own territory. Two receivers to the far, in motion, Rodgers. Or make that Gardner. Quarterback's going to keep it. D'Angelo's still fighting, and he's out across the 15-yard line, and he's going to have an Eisenhardt.net first down, and that was D'Angelo all by himself.
Tremendous first and second effort by D'Angelo that time, but he was determined to get to the yard mark. On that Brett Moy therapy and associate scoreboard, North Carolina was leading 24-6. Then Colonel Richardson kicks off, and North Carolina fumbles the ball. Colonel Richardson has the ball back. Trying to make this a ball game over there. Under center, D'Angelo. Rock and motion, Bowen. Fake the toss. Back to pass. Right down the middle of the field. That's going to be make that Jaquel Gardner. And you had two receivers in the same area, Pender and Gardner, and easily covered by both cornerbacks.
That has to be a busted route. You don't have two receivers running in the same area.
Well played there by both Mooney and Finlay. So one was playing safety, the other one corner.
And they both converged on the ball at the same time.
Second and 10.
Which, again, as a defensive coach, you'd love to see your defensive back converging on the ball.
Lions with the ball. They're going to send Pender here to the near side. Tyler Bonner, the tight end, flips to the far side. Gardner is your left halfback. Handoff, Bowen. Bowen's going to try and get through the line. He's going to get taken down rather easily at about the 24-yard line. Game of three on the play. He's going to set up third and seven now.
Bowen had a huge game last week and probably was the reason the Lions were able to come away with the win.
So third and seven. Let's see what Coach Donnie Grave can dial up for these Lions. By the way, it's now 14-7 Easton over Cambridge in Cambridge. 3:30 to go here in the half. 7-0 Kent Island lead. Third and seven for the Lions. Ball on the near hash mark. Rock in motion by Owen Fitz. It's off. Back to pass. Going to throw it. Got a man. Overthrows Brandon Hickman. And that's going to set up another punt from the Lions.
For Brandon. This one will be probably right from the goal line. I expect to see Ken Allen bring the heat.
Paula's Fine Jewelry is back to reward one lucky coach from the North Bayside. Each coach that participates this year gets entered into a drawing to become the Overtime Live Coach of the Year. The winner receives a $500 gift certificate to Paula's Fine Jewelry in Chester. We'll announce that winner coming up next Friday night right here on Overtime Live's Game of the Week. Here comes a punt, gets away, spiral over Mooney's head. He lets it go, bounces at the 36, rolls all the way out of bounds at the 21-yard line. And that's a good way to flip the field from the 19 to the 21.
And Bonner had the win at his back, but he caught a spiral and just kicked the ball over Mooney's head.
Well done there. That's about, what, 60 yards?
Yep.
So first and 10 from their own 21 for Kent Island. I'll never forget the JV game I coached at we were at Stephen Decatur when I was coaching North Carolina's JV, and their punter kicked it from the 10 with the wind behind them, and we took over at the 10. And it bounced at the 50.
That's a kick.
Offset eye. Handoff going to the far side. Taken off to Ryan. Breaks two tackles. He's going to get all the way out to the 25, maybe even the 26-yard line. Probably gain a 5 on the play. Sets up second and 5.
And again, great job by Austin. He was initially hit at the line of scrimmage, kept his feet moving, and broke two tackles to get, 4 yards.
Good crowd on hand here at Andy Schiple Stadium as fans have started to line all the way around the field towards the concession stand. That might be a line for hot chocolate. Second and 5, offset eye formation in the backfield. Hand off, coming here to the near side to Cameron Bowie. He avoids one tackle. He's out across the 30, all the way to the 35-yard line. And just like that, an Eisenhardt.net first down, and we move the chains again.
Tyler Bonner had him in the backfield. He slipped free. Bowie slipped free, and then Mikey Monroe finally made the play.
And Island pretty fortunate. They've got Braden Doyle, Cameron Bowie, and Austin Ryan, all three capable tailbacks in this power eye formation. And usually in a power eye, they have three, but with Rotundo in the backfield, he counts for two. handoff, Austin Ryan looking to run left. Jukes cuts back. There was a face mask there. Ball came out. And Queen Anne's may come up with the ball, and they do. Oh, they're going to call him down. That ball had popped out before he hit the ground.
The ball had definitely popped out before he hit the ground, but you're right, there was the face mask, too.
There was a face mask they missed. The ball hit the ground when he was face masked. The ball popped out, and they say he was down. Lucky break for the Buccaneers there. Sets up second and a long five.
To the end of the second quarter.
With 1:27 on the clock. Split backs in the backfield. Two receivers on the far, one to the near. Top to Doyle. Doyle trying to get the edge. And he's going to get taken down. Losses of a couple of yards. Looks like he's going to be taken down about the 37. So that'll set up third and a long seven. Loss of two on the play.
Again, the nice job of the defense stringing the play out is trying to get outside. He couldn't do it.
And now looks like Coach Ferragamo is just talking. And Queen Anne says, you know what, I'll just sit on it. But keep in mind, they have to kick off to start the second half. You'd think they'd want the ball back here. Each team has burned one timeout. 37 seconds. Back to pass. Marciano throws a little slant to Finley. In and out of his hands.
Finley incomplete.
And that's going to set up fourth down with 30 seconds on the clock. Marciano had a little heat on that one. He did. And as chilly as it is out here, Finley may have broke his fingers. Little hot slant there. Let's see what the Buccaneers do.
Every Friday night on 94.3 Wings FM.
They are ready to punt. Brandon Galloway is your punter. Standing at the 25-yard line, and he'll get it away. Almost blocked. My goodness. Does a good job getting it away, and it almost hit a Queen Anne's Lion player. And they're saying it did. It did hit the back of the Lions player. Bounced right off the back of his leg. Wow, an unlucky break for the Lions.
But that's why, as a receiver, if you're not going to field the ball, you get out of the way.
And you tell everybody else to get out of the way. It bounced over on the far sideline there, right near the Queen Anne bench. Maybe he didn't hear him telling him, yelling, Peter, Peter. That's the goal. First and 10 from the Lions 31 for the Buccaneers with 21 seconds on the clock. And now we got a timeout. Queen Anne's is going to want to talk about it. We'll take 1-2, 7-0 score. Ken Island trying to score before the half ends on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
Easton Cycle and Sport features more than just two wheels. Paddleboarding is the new craze, and Easton Cycle and Sport has just what you're looking for. Want to relax on the water? Easton Cycle and Sport also has canoes and kayaks. Make Easton Cycle and Sport your destination for cycling, paddling, and lacrosse. Stop by and check the great selection at 723 Goldsboro Street in Easton or call 410-822-7433.
Overtime Live.
Welcome back to Andy Schiffel Stadium, Ken Island High School, where the Bucs lead 7-0 over the Queen Anne's Lions. And the Bucs have the ball, first and 10 at about the 31-yard line. Two receivers to the near. Your tight end, Van Wees, set up on the far side. Hand off, bring Doyle, fumble the ball. Queen Anne's picks it up. Running down the left side of the field. He's to the 40. To the 30, to the 20, the 10, into the end zone. It's a touchdown on a scoop and score from the Queen Anne's Lions. And it's going to be Jordan Wilmer picking it up and scoring on the bad handoff from Marciano to Braden Doyle. And it's a 71-yard scoop and score for the Lions.
Wilmer was the one who got called on the face mask penalty earlier, so that makes up big for him, big time.
I thought they had him at the 35-yard line, and somehow he broke free and then outran the rest of the defenders.
Also by Marciano,
a big error to end the half.
Put six on the board, stood up for the extra point.
Strecking us in to try the extra point to even this one up with 10 seconds to go in the half.
Petrinko.
Oh, that's right. Matrenko. He's Luke Matrenko, the kicker for Queen Anne. So the kicker could use both. And here comes an offside.
And now comes his question. Last week we saw this, they kicked it anyway.
And it looks like Coach Grafe is going to kick it anyway this time as well, as they'll move half the distance. Luke Matrenko, who's got a good leg, will go ahead and try and kick it to even the score at 7. Waiting on the snap. There it is. The kick is up, and Matrenko drills it through the upright. 7-7 the score with 10 seconds left in the half on 94.3 Wings FM and SFMSports.net.
Ready, willing, and able to serve you since 1919. Homeowners in Talbot, Dorchester, Caroline, and Queen Anne's counties have relied on Meitzer Petroleum to keep their heating and cooling systems trouble-free. From their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee and a no-run-out policy to ensure your peace of mind, to a full range of oil heat, commercial fuel, and propane services, the team at Meitzer Petroleum takes pride in providing all of your heating and air conditioning needs. When it comes to choosing services for your home or business, go with a name you can trust. Call Meitzer Petroleum today at 410-822-4335 or visit them online at MeitzerPetroleum.com.
Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM.
Don't forget, coming up at the half, Mike Bradley is going to have the Fred Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard in the Queenstown Bank Halftime Show. We're ready for another Ben Franklin Craftson Framing Center kickoff. 10 seconds left in this half after a 71-yard scoop and score for Wilmer to put the Lions on the board. 7-all. Here comes your kick from Matrenko. He'll squib kick it. Picked up at the 29, trying to find some room. He looked like a Raggedy Ann doll running the ball back because his arms and legs were going everywhere before he ever got hit.
Yeah, the best thing to do there is get down.
And after Coach Ferragamo saw the fumble on the last play, I have a feeling that Marciano and company will just take a knee at the 33-yard line to send this one to the half, as Ken Island will receive the ball to start the second half. And they are going to go into the victory formation to go ahead and send this one to the half. 7-7 the score. Mike Bradley in the Edge Training Academy Studios. He's got the Queenstown Bank Halftime Show coming up next right here on 94.3 Wings FM and SFMSports.net.
Harrison's Chesapeake House on Tilghman Island invites you to spend a Friday night enjoying their all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet for just $24.99. Enjoy shrimp 8 different ways, plus barbecue ribs, their famous fried chicken, hush puppies, and all of the veggies. Buddy Harrison serves up the prime rib and seafood buffet every Saturday night. Spend the day and night at Harrison's on the water on Tilghman Island. For great food, fishing trips, and fun, head to Harrison's Chesapeake House. Check them out online at ChesapeakeHouse.com.
It's time to turn the heat up on the competition during the top 100 sales drive at the Preston Autoplex.
This year's inventory is the largest on the East Coast and includes over 2,000 new Fords, Lincolns, Mazda, Nissan, Hyundais, and even pre-owned vehicles, too. You can get total savings up to $12,000 and finance rates as low as 0% for 72 months is available on select vehicles, and our prices include freight. Plus, you get a yellow frog to support our troops.
The top 100 sales drive is on, and we'll do whatever it takes to earn your business only at the Preston Autoplex or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
Dock's Riverside Grill, located at 511 Chesterfield Avenue in Centerville, is known for its family-friendly atmosphere. Dock's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Have a favorite team? You can follow them at Dock's on one of the big screen TVs, including their big 8-foot projection HD screen. When it comes to the NFL, Dock's is a house divided. Come watch the Ravens and the Redskins. Check out their touchdown menu for great food and drink specials during the game. Dock's Riverside Grill. You gotta love us.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
All right, Mike Bradley back here in the Edge Training Academy studios broadcasting live. It's the Queenstown Bank Halftime Show. And coming up, we're going to run down the games in the Bayside Conference. And this Week 10 rivalry week and playoff implications, playoff seeding mostly on the line. And we'll get you up to date not only the Bayside, but games outside of the Bayside that affect teams, again, for playoffs and playoff seedings. Well, we got a good one here. Overtime Line Friday Night Lights game of the week. A little sloppy, though. We'll give you some of the highlights coming up. It's all on the way. Overtime Line presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, Easton and its suites. Keep it here. We are 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net.
Queenstown Bank is proud to sponsor the Overtime Live Halftime Show. We take pride in supporting our local youth, whether it's in the sports they play, their academics, or understanding the importance of financial literacy. At Queenstown Bank, we think of it as investing in our future. For more information on financial education or information about the products and services we offer, stop into any of our 8 locations within Queen Anne's, Talbot, and Caroline counties. Queenstown Bank, proud supporter of our youth. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
U.S. Heating and Air is your local family-owned heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration company. We'll work hard to keep you comfortable in your home and business and provide you with affordable green solutions. We want to earn your business and your confidence. So please call us at U.S. Heating and Air for all your HVAC needs. Call 410-819-USUS. Ask about our $39 checkup special. U.S. Heating and Air, us serving you. 410-819-USUS. Financing available.
Have a child that needs driver's ed? Maybe you need to attend the driver's improvement or point system conference class. In either case, you want to make the right choice by calling Bayside Driving School. Bayside Driving School has been locally owned and operated since 1982 and has the most experienced instructors. Driver's ed classes start monthly in Talbot, Queen Anne, Caroline, and Dorchester. So call to reserve your spot today. For more information, call Bayside Driving School at 410-822-4411 or visit them on the web at baysidedriving.net. Make the right choice. Go Bayside.
Doc's Downtown Grill is your new destination for lunch or dinner. Doc's Downtown Grill has 7 big screen TVs, so you won't miss a single football game. You want to watch the Big Ten or SEC game? No problem. Doc's has them all. Plus, Doc's has the college game plan package, too. Like the NFL better? Doc's has every NFL game offered. Wear your Redskins or Ravens game day gear to Doc's on Sundays, and you could win some great prizes. Take advantage of Doc's touchdown menu during every game. Drink specials, plus food specials that include wings your way for just $6. Doc's Downtown Grill, your new destination for food, fun, and football.
Easton Cycle and Sport features more than just two wheels. Paddleboarding is the new craze, and Easton Cycle and Sport has just what you're looking for. Want to relax on the water? Easton Cycle and Sport also has canoes and kayaks. Make Easton Cycle and Sport your destination for cycling, paddling, and lacrosse. Stop by and check the great selection at 723 Goldsboro Street in Easton or call 410-822-7433.
7:55 here. It's Overtime Live. Friday Night Lights Game of the Week. Mike Bradley, the Queenstown Bank Halftime Show, coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy Studios. Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites. Let's take a look at your Brett Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Brett Moy Therapy Associates providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. And boy, things are happening fast and furious here. It's actually a bit overwhelming here in the studio tonight, I got to tell you. All right, let's do the best we can with all the action coming in, fast and furious. Cambridge South Dorchester hosting Easton. Now, Easton's playoff chances were dashed last week when Elkton won their game. But Easton's still looking at improving on a season where last year they went 2-8, having a chance to go 7-3 this year. Pretty impressive if they could do that. And Cambridge South Dorchester looking at holding on to that number one seed in the 1A East, as Bo Matters on their heels. And by the way, tonight, Bo Matter actually trails Joppa Town 14-13 right now. But the latest we have in the game between Easton and Cambridge is Easton leading 14-7 in the second quarter. Zach Strand intercepted Cambridge quarterback Tyler Harding. 75-yard interception return for six. Extra point was good. Easton 7-0. Then Mason Ledford to Tajair Nixon for a touchdown to Easton going up 14-0. But Cambridge would strike back at Tyler Harding to Taj Moloch. 71-yard touchdown pass to make it 14-7. And that's the latest that we have. All right, North Carolina, Curtis Richardson in the Superintendent's Cup. And it was Curtis Richardson leading 9-0 at the end of the first quarter in this one. Then they would take a 16-0 lead and a 24-6 lead. Tay Potts with a touchdown. As David Bailey and Tay Potts at least started the game sitting down, or sitting out, I should say, but Potts coming to the game and scoring. And the latest, we have Tay Potts with another touchdown run. And right now, North Carolina leads in the fourth quarter over Colonel Richardson by a score of 38-12. Colonel Richardson with a couple of scores in the middle of the game here, but North Carolina pulling away. No real surprise in that one. I believe North Carolina has won something like 11 of the last 12 against Colonel Richardson's in the Superintendent Cup. The latest we had down at Berlin at halftime, Stephen Decatur leading Snow Hill 35-6. At one point, running back Ed Zonick for Stephen Decatur with three rushing touchdowns. He may have more, but that's what we're seeing on Twitter. One of those touchdown runs of 65 yards. At halftime, J.M. Bennett leading Y-High by a score of 7-6. Y-High on a toss sweep to the right side. The running back fumbled into the end zone, but a Y-High player recovered, and they went up 6-0. Extra point would be no good, but Bennett would respond late in the first half. Joey Blake, that is, finding Matt Chrysostom in the end zone for the short touchdown. Extra point was good. J.M. Bennett leading Y-High 7-6 in the Battle of Salisbury, though Parkside won the Salisbury City Championship this year, as they won last night 55-20 over Washington, finishing their season at 6-4, duplicating what they did last year, but no playoff berth for them. Kent County on the road at Falston, and we've only got one update on this game, and we saw at the end of the first quarter it was Falston leading Kent County by a score of 7-0. That's the latest we have. Now, some other scores affecting playoff berths. Elkton, or in this case, playoff seeding, I should say, the 2A East. Elkton leading Northeast by a score of 27-0. And we're looking to get a Perryville score, and we'll work for that. They've been giving scores on that game, but not defining exactly who's leading who in that one. For some reason, kind of being cryptic, as if we're supposed to understand that for those at the game. So we'll get an update on that one. But Elkton leading Northeast 27-0. Joppa Town leading Bow Manor 14-13. That would be a big help to Cambridge if Cambridge were to lose their game to Easton tonight. And that's the latest we have. All right, in this game, our Overtime Live Friday Night Lights game of the week, the War on the Shore, Kent Islet and Queen Anne's, and both of these teams punting on their first offensive series. Queen Anne's and Kent Islet in their second series, not doing a whole lot better. However, Kent Islet in their second series, they did get to a 4th-and-16 to set up a field goal. However, Kent Islet, who's been great all year on special teams, they ended up having their field goal blocked. That's right, Tyler Bonner with a block, so Queen Anne's recovering. However, on Queen Anne's third offensive drive on a 2nd-and-6, well, they gave it right back.
Garner in motion, handoff to Hickman. He's going to sweep free. The ball comes loose. It's still on the ground. Finally picked up by Brandon Galloway. Galloway's got the ball at the 24-yard line. And wow, Hickman has the ball stripped as he squirts through the line. Jet sweep action, fake the handoff, gave it to Hickman. Hickman never quite put it away. That very well could be your turning point of the game.
Well, hold on, Mark Potter, because as soon as Kent Island got the ball back, well, they decided to give it back as well.
Galloway fumbled the ball into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback.
Wow.
Wow. Another turning point of the game brought to you by Easton Cycling Sport. Nobody wants to score a touchdown in this first quarter.
And I thought he was in initially, but he fumbled just short of the goal line, and the ball rolled out the sideline as back in the end zone.
Here we go.
So neither team wanting to hold on to the football. However, on Kent Island's fourth offensive drive, they would finally get a drive going and get some steam, and they would cap off the drive into the land of six.
Heavy handoff, Austin Ryan trying to find his way to the end zone. He hurdles one and into the end zone for a Buccaneer touchdown.
And he made a great cut. He was headed to the left side like he was trying to get outside, saw a hole, in the middle and turned it back and scored. A little.
All right, so Ken Eiling scoring on their fourth offensive drive, capped off at Austin Ryan touchdown run, 7-0, 5:24 in the second quarter in that one. Queen Anne's would punt on their fifth offensive drive. On Ken Eiling's fifth offensive drive, they would end up punting as well. The ball being punted by Brandon Galloway and the ball hitting off of Ryan Muller of Queen Anne's. So Ken Eiling would get the football back late in the first half and have a chance to capitalize on that field position and go up 14-0 at the half, but Queen Anne's didn't see it that way.
The early to the 20, the 10, and the end zone. The touchdown on a scoop and score from the Queen Anne's Lions. And it's going to be Jordan Wilmer picking it up and scoring on the bad handoff from Marciano to Braden Doyle, and it's a 71-yard scoop and score for the Lions.
Wilmer was the one who got called on the face mask penalty earlier, so that makes up big for him, big time.
Yeah, how about that? So Queen Anne's tying the game at 7. Ken Eiling would get the ball back, going to victory formation, and that's where we stand at the half. 7-7 right now is the score, Ken Eiling and Queen Anne's. And just coming in at the half right now, Easton still leading Cambridge by a score of 14-7. All right, it's the Queenstown Bank Halftime Show. We'll take a timeout, and we'll send it back to the field to Mark Potter and the coach, Dale Beecraft. It's your Overtime Live Friday Night Lights Game of the Week, 94.3 Winks FM at sfmsports.net.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, and Talbot counties all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with the Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
It's the Overtime Live Game of the Week on WINX-FM St. Michael's Easton, a First Media radio station, your local sports leader, 94.3 Winks FM.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located at the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out Chincheck SportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, boldly asks, who invented the demolition derby? Man. Yes, guys live their life a little differently. At Sport Clips, guys find sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a haircut that always looks great. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Sport Clips, with locations in Easton, Kent Island, Salisbury, and coming soon to Cambridge. Visit sportclips.com.
Paula's Fine Jewelry is a full-service family jewelry store specializing in jewelry, keepsakes, and gifts for the whole family. At Paula's, you'll find quality certified diamonds, sterling silver, charms, diamond and gemstone jewelry, and pearls, as well as designer and sports jewelry. Paula's Fine Jewelry offers custom jewelry design, on-premise jewelry repair, and appraisals by appointment. For the best quality from your hometown jewelry store, stop by Paula's Fine Jewelry at 1607 Postal Road in Chester. Paula's is open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6 until 2 on Saturday. Call Paula's Fine Jewelry today at 410-643-8044.
Welcome back to the Queenstown Bank Halftime Show. Mark Potter and Coach Dale Beecraft alongside here at Kent Island High School, where we've got a tie ball game. Coach, before we talk about your Mensa Petroleum changes of the half, let's take a look at the offensive yardage game. For the Queen Anne's Lions, D'Angelo, your quarterback, 7 carries for just 5 yards. Jaikel Garner, 5 carries for 24 yards. And Garrett Bowen, 2 carries for 6 yards. Hickman, 2 carries for 11 yards. And then minus 4 yards on a carry by C.J. Rogers for a total of 42 yards rushing and just 5 yards passing on 1 of 5 from your quarterback for a total of 47 yards. For the Kent Island Buccaneers, it's a little better. They had 21 carries for 89 yards.
And it is none other than Austin Ryan leading the way with 58 yards on 12 carries, minus three from Arciano. You've got Braden Doyle, four carries for 23 yards, and two carries for 11 yards for Cameron Bowie. Plus, they've got six pass attempts with two completions for 45 yards for a total of 134 yards of offense. Queen Anne's defense scored. Kent Island's offense scored. Let's put you in the shoes of Coach Donnie Gray. You got to be disgusted with the way your offense has played so far.
You've got to be disgusted, but at the same time, you've got to preach to them, be patient. We've done nothing offensively, and we're still in a 7-7 game. Make a few blocking adjustments, take care of the football, and we're going to be okay.
And now, if you're Coach Damian Ferragamo, what are you telling your Buccaneers?
Well, I got to tell our guys, in that case, hold on to the football. Don't turn the ball over. Give them easy points. And at the same time, when you get into scoring positions, red zone opportunities, you've got to convert.
I want to thank Eamon Alam from the Star Democrats for providing us the halftime stats. And, of course, Coach Beecraft with your Mensa Petroleum halftime adjustment. We're coming back after 1:30-second timeout for your second half kickoff. It's been the Queenstown Bank Halftime Show on 94.3 Winks FM and sfmsports.net.
Matt, look out for that skunk. I didn't even see that until you said something. Here, try these. What a difference. No glare. That, my friend, is the Costa 580 polarized lens from an Optical Galleria. They are a Costa RX dealer, so you can get a Costa with or without prescription. An Optical Galleria has an in-house lab if you want to use your frame. They can fit you with the Experio polarized lens for the best vision under the sun. They're in Centerville and West Ocean City. Stop in and see the difference. 443-262-9415.
The Overtime Live Game of the Week on 94.3 Winks FM and sfmsports.net.
Welcome back, Andy Schiple Stadium, where we have the war on the shore. 7-7 the score, and we're ready for our Ben Franklin Crafts and Framing Center second half kickoff. And Mike Bradley has already been recapping you on the Brett Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. We'll check back in with him when necessary. Don't forget, he'll still be talking to all the coaches from across the shore tonight when this one's over, live from the Edge Training Academy studios. Yeah, his final night to talk with all of the coaches. Luke Matrinko kicks it off. It's going to be taken at the 20-yard line by Selby Skaggs. He finds a little seam. He's out across the 35 to the 39-yard line and a good starting field position for the Kent Island Buccaneers.
All in all, a pretty good return by the upback.
Selby makes his way out to the 39, and the Buccaneers will take over first and 10 there as we get back into offensive play here. Looks like they're going to go with Marciano under center. Van Wee flips to the other side. Austin Ryan, your tailback. And that's who they'll hand it off to. He's going to get met at the line of scrimmage. May have gotten 1 yard. Braden Doyle was the fullback in that run. I'm quite fair. Doyle is a lot smaller than the big fullback, Rotundo. But I guess they keep it in there so they can do some quick hitters, I guess, with Doyle. But they haven't done that yet tonight. Second and 9 for the Buccaneers, starting in the third quarter. Ball on the near hash mark, left to right across your radio dial. Two receivers to the far. Offset eye. Hand off Austin Ryan. He gets met at the line, and he'll fall forward to the 41. So that's going to set up third and 8, and Coach Ferragamo going conservative to start this second half.
And the Queen Anne's County defensive line is getting good penetration on those first two downs.
A little pep talk, you think, in the locker room?
It may be.
Mikey Monroe, who is nursing an injured twig, back deep at safety. Two receivers here to the near side. Ball shaded to the near side, but in the middle of the field. Marciano, offset eye, back to pass, looking to hit Money. Pulls it down. Money was springing free on a slant, but Marciano couldn't see him. He'll get sacked, and he'll lose a yard. And that's going to set a 4th and 9, and the Bucs will punt.
Defensive tackle Jordan Waters stayed with the play that time and brought down the back for no gain.
Brandon Galloway steps on. He'll stand at his 25-yard line and will punt the ball away. Lions have two back, and only helps if they actually catch the ball. Ball's going to bounce at the 26-24, picked up by Garner. Garner's dancing, looking for a prom date. Finally gets stacked up and driven backwards, but they're going to give him forward progress up to about the 24-yard line.
Well, I've always been told that it's not a good thing on punt returns to go east and west. You got to get north and south.
You got to get something. So Garner and company will now have a first and 10 from their own 24-yard line at the 9:59 mark here of the third quarter. Let's see what D'Angelo and company can come up with here. Trent Riggs, the big left tackle, comes out here to the near side. He's going to have the tight end Tyler Bonner alongside him. Garner's going to be your wing back here to the near side. C.J. Rogers, the wing back on the far side. Now Bonner's going to move to the far side and bump C.J. Rogers out into the slot. Top, Garner cuts back up in the middle. He's across the 25, makes it out to about the 28, 29-yard line before he gets driven back. We'll give him a gain of 5 on the play.
Garner was able to get into the second level that time and made the linebacker make a play.
It was a toss, and he turns it upfield and gives you that north-south that you like quickly, Coach.
Yeah, he's quick.
Student section here at Kent Island doing the wave all by themselves. Second and 5 now for the Lions. D'Angelo moving Bonner here to the near side. Garner's going to set up as the wing back on the near side. And we have a jump, and that could be an encroachment on the defense. And if it is, it'll move them 5 yards forward. We'll wait to see what the official call is. And it is going to be encroachment on the defense. So that'll give them 5, but I think it's going to be just shy of a first down.
But it makes this an interesting call now. Second and very short, you can open up the playbook.
It is going to be just shy by about a half a yard. So, second and 1.
This is a good time to take a shot deep because you still got third down to make an easy first down.
Shotgun for D'Angelo. Hickman going to be here to the near side. And now they want to call the referee over here to the chains. And we're going to see what they're saying. It's going to be real close. Now the official's waving them all away. All right. Second and 1. Shotgun for your quarterback. Bonner here to the left side. Hickman down in a crouch like a wingback. Toss coming to C.J. Rogers. He's got an Eisenart.net first down. He's out to the 39-yard line on a gain of 5 on the play.
Rogers ran pretty well that time. This is his first game back from an injury, and he was questionable as to whether he was going to really be able to run hard.
Had a sprain in the knee, according to Facebook, from his mother.
That was the word. He had a knee sprain. They thought it was worse than that, but unfortunately it wasn't.
All right, fans, come on! Let's get it!
All right, Pender here to the near side. He's your wide receiver. Shotgun formation. Now your quarterback's going to move up under center. D'Angelo, double wing step, and off to your fullback, Hickman. Hickman's going to go straight ahead. He gets that to about the 43-yard line. It gained 4 on the play. Sets up 2nd and 6.
Yeah, with Ken Allen having the ball first and getting nothing offensively, the defense of Ken Allen needs to make a stand here, or they're going to get momentum back to Queen Anne.
Starting to see a power running game from the Queen Anne's Lions after that setup.
It's 2nd and 6.
That time they just lined up and took it right out. Under center is D'Angelo. Offset eye in the backfield. Or make an offset fullback in the backfield. Top, D.J. Rogers trying to find the edge. He's got it. He's out across the 45 and it's almost to midfield. In fact, he gets to midfield. And that's going to be an Eisenart.net first down.
And Rogers is able to cut and turn. He got to the corner, showed good speed. I think he's back.
Check out, speaking of Eisenart.net, you need to head on over to that website and check it out. And it is just what it says it is, eyesandart.net, an optical galleria with 2 locations, West Water Street in Centerville and in the Teal Marsh Plaza in West Ocean City. Boy, they've got the best glasses. They treat you like family. And on top of that, some fantastic art. under center, D'Angelo hands off to Hickman. Hickman avoids one, now gets drugged down by Braden Doyle and company, but not before he picks up 4 yards on the carry. It's another second and six.
Second down.
He's trying to get some yardage up into the second level of the linebackers, but Ken Allen is still swarming to the ball. They're gang tackling.
Nice block that time by Trent Riggs. He turned his man in and gave a little bit of room and made it one-on-one with Doyle and Hickman. Hickman wins that battle. Doyle saves a touchdown because the cavalry had to get there quick, thanks to Braden Doyle holding him up. Going to a shotgun this time for D'Angelo. C.J. Rogers, your right half. Left half, Jaquel Garner in motion. Picks a handoff to him. Back to pass. Trying to hit a man on the out. And too far for C.J. Rogers. And they also had Tender on a skinny post down the middle of the field.
Jet sweep action by Garner held the linebackers, and then the receivers were able to get deep.
Here we go, third and six for the Lions. Not sure why they would pull that out at that point. Getting 4 yards a clip when you run the ball. Let's see what the Lions do here. 6:38 to go here in the third quarter. 7-7 the score. First Lions possession here in the second half. Tender to the near side. Garner, your tight end to the far side. Rogers, Garner in motion. Gives a handoff to Garner. He's got Hickman leading the blocking. And here comes Garner down the right sideline. Cuts back and into the end zone for a touchdown. For a 46-yard touchdown run for Jaquel Garner on the jet sweep.
In that case, I think they used the pass to set up the run. They ran the same play that time. They gave it to Garner.
And that was one heck of a block by Hickman out on the edge to free him. And it was Garner using his speed to get to the end zone to give the Lions a 13-7 lead pending the Matrinko PAT. Waiting on the snap. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. 14-7. The Lions strike first in the second half. They lead over Kent Island with 6:27 to go in the third on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Autoplex and Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Overtime Live, game of the week, and it's a good one here on Kent Island as the Lions, the visiting Lions, come in 8-1, and they now lead 14-7. And it's time for another Ben Franklin Crafts and Framing Center kickoff. On your Brett Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard, North Caroline and Colonel Richardson have gone final. North Caroline wins that one 45-20. And now they will await to find out what their playoff destination is. Elston should win tonight. North Caroline may get enough bonus points to drive them into the three seed. Short kickoff. Kent Island's going to let it go out of bounds, and it may have been touched, and no, it did not. It was not touched as the ball took a turn at about the 28-29-yard line, and we'll see if they'll take the ball first and 10 at the 35.
Hey, guys, just real quick, Elkton leads Northeast the last I saw 35-0, so it's likely the Elks obviously are going to win that game. But, yeah, we'd have to go look and look back at the bonus points after tonight and see what happens.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bradley, if you don't have anything to do right now, if you want to check, you can bring up Elkton's schedule and North Carolina's schedule and check to see what teams won on their schedule and start adding up some bonus points. I'm thinking that it actually might be enough for North Carolina to get to the 3 seed tonight because of the 4 Colonel Richardson wins. We'll find out. High formation for the Bucs, 1st and 10 from their own 35. Handoff to Cameron Bowie, who also jets to the outside. We got a flag coming in over on the other side in the area of a hold as the Queen Anne's fans have woken up over on the far sideline.
And this is a very important possession for the Ken Allen offense. Two touchdowns in a row now by the Lions have swung momentum clearly to that sideline. And it is going to be a hold, and it'll come in the area of the line of scrimmage. So that's going to back them back to the 25-yard line. So a first and 20 now. Back on that subject, Colonel Richardson had scored 4 wins this year. So that win for North Carolina gives them 9 points. Northeast did not win at all this year. I formation for Ken Island. And that's who Elkton's play. We'll talk about that in a second. Back to pass. Marciano going to let it fly, trying to hit Mooney. And Mooney could not get it. Well defended there. And, of course, Mooney's called for a pass interference. And you know what? It's one of those things that he ran up on the defender. And that's a good no call on Ryan Muller there.
Ryan Muller was in good position. If there was any call that time, it would have been offensive.
So Elkton, who's playing Northeast tonight and easily beating them, Northeast has no points, but there were 6 to Elkton, and it was North Carolina needing 3.5 points to move ahead of Elkton in the standings, and their win over Colonel gives them that, and it all comes down to bonus wins after that. I formation, 2nd and 20, in motion, is Bowie. He'll clear, or Skaggs rather, handoff. To Bowie in the backfield. He's going to get to the 35, the 45, and finally, oh, he fumbles the ball. The ball is loose. Bowie had a first down, and I think Queen Anne's came up with it at the 45-yard line. Bowie made a great move, a spectacular move, and he hurdled a player, and that got hit from behind, and the ball came out. And just like that, Queen Anne's recovers the fumble at their own 45-yard line.
Bowie hurdled, and when he hit the ground, the ball got knocked out from behind. As he just let go long enough for the ball to come loose.
And Bowie is distraught with his mistake as he comes off the sideline. And a big break for Queen Anne's after a beautiful run by Cameron Bowie. But it's not worth anything if you don't hold on to the football. Queen Anne's with the momentum. 1st and 10, ball in the middle of the field, right to left. C.J. Rogers in motion. Fake the handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it. D'Angelo, he's down to the 30. Cuts back across the green. Tackle from behind. Down to about the 70-yard line. And we got a flag here at the 23-yard line. And it would come in the area of a block. And it would be a block that wasn't needed.
A block that wasn't needed. But D'Angelo showed tremendous speed that time. Most people don't think he's that quick. The young man has speed.
It was a block in the back at the 23-yard line. It's going to be enough for an Eisenhardt.net first down. But what a run by D'Angelo. C.J. Rogers was shocked that he didn't have the ball as he was coming right at us on a jet sweep.
Well, that's in motion, and as it widens that linebacker out on that side and leaves a hole. And D'Angelo just reads that and hits the hole. But that time, he got to the third level, and nobody touched him.
That's how Jaquel Garner scored. Now they're going to put the ball down at the 23. You can't set the chains. You can't set the chains until after the 10-yard penalty is marked off. It's not going to be a 1st and 20. It'll be a 1st and 10 from about the 33-yard line. And they'll get those chains set right. 5:36 to go in the third quarter. And a lot of excitement, a lot more excitement in this third quarter than we had the whole first half.
Any points at all this time will squarely put the momentum on Queen Anne's sideline.
D'Angelo moving up under center, double wing set, receiver to the near side. Hickman is your fullback, and we got a flag, goes up. I have to laugh because the official on the far side, he saw the offside. He took the flag out, reached down to his knees, and threw the flag up as high as he possibly could. Wanted to make sure he got a good running start with that one.
And he wanted everybody to know where the flag came from.
That's right. Give him a 5-yard penalty. 1st and 5 now for the Lions in Buccaneer territory at the 28-yard line. The Lions sideline is excited, and why not? Double wing set, hand off Hickman. Hickman straight ahead. He's going to get across the 20, and he's backed all the way down to the 19-yard line. Enough for an Eisenhardt.net first down, and just for David Inslee from the Star Democrat, he's in the Harrison Chesapeake House Red Zone. And just like that, the offensive line of Queen Anne's is starting to open huge holes, and running backs are getting chunks of yardage. First and 10. Our Fred Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard, Falston leading Kent County tonight, 28-7. That'll mean Kent County's probably going to have to go on the road. Hand off, nope. D'Angelo straight ahead again from your quarterback. He's down to about the 15-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 16. Gain of 4 on the play.
And guys, just real quick, and Bo Manners losing to Joppatown, so Kent County with an opportunity tonight, but looks like they're not going to come up with it.
Now, the question for you is, if Cambridge lost and Bo Manners was able to win, would Bo Manners have the one seed?
One thing at a time. I'm working on the North Carolina Elkton thing.
Gotcha. You're doing a heck of a job.
Multitask.
Second and 6 for the Lions, deep in Buccaneer territory. D'Angelo has an offset fullback. Usually means counter. Nope, going to be a toss. And the ball, he gets stuck. Does C.J. Rogers. And Austin Ryan's got the ball. They say no.
But I'll tell you what, Austin Ryan was a wall that time. And Bowen ran into the wall. And Bowen gets taken back to just inside the 20-yard line. Sets up 3rd and 9.5.
To use one of your terms, that was a slopping out there.
It was. You can see water flying from up here. 3:33 and counting in the third quarter. Ed France getting these Buccaneer fans fired up. Shotgun formation for your quarterback. In motion. Fake the handoff. Quarterback straight ahead. He's going to get wrapped up and taken down at the 17-yard line. And now, here comes the field goal unit with Luke Matrenko and company. And why not? He nailed these easily in warm-ups tonight before the game.
Yeah, he's got plenty of legs in this distance, which would be about 33-yarder.
In the first half, the wind was blowing into his face. It's now calm. It's going to be a 35-yard attempt from just inside the near hash mark. Matrenko waiting on the snap. Trying to get a 10-point lead on the Lions. Matrenko kicks it. It's wobbly, and it's going to clear the uprights, and it is good. A 35-yard field goal for Luke Matrenko gives the Lions a 10-point lead. They lead the unbeaten Buccaneers 17-7 with 2:33 left in the third on 94.3 Winks FM and SFNSports.net.
Harrison's Chesapeake House on Tilghman Island invites you to spend a Friday night enjoying their all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet for just $24.99. Enjoy shrimp 8 different ways, plus barbecue ribs, their famous fried chicken, hush puppies, and all of the veggies. Buddy Harrison serves up the prime rib and seafood buffet every Saturday night. Spend the day and night at Harrison's on the water on Tilghman Island. For great food, fishing trips, and fun, head to Harrison's Chesapeake House. Check them out online at ChesapeakeHouse.com.
Overtime Live.
Our 8th straight year of bringing you the War on the Shore from Kent Island High School tonight. It's Kent Island in Queen Anne's, and the Lions right now have dominated this second half, and they lead 17-7 with 2:33 left in the third quarter. And it's time for another Ben Franklin Crafts and Framing Center kickoff. Luke Matrenko's got it teed up at the 40. He lets it go end over end. Going to be taken at the 10 by Cameron Bowie. Bowie trying to find room to run. Shoops out at the 30. Cuts across. Cuts back up to the 35-yard line. And that's where the Buccaneers will take over first and 10. And that had to feel good for him to be able to carry the ball out without fumbling.
Yeah, and that was Jordan Wilmer on that tackle. So there's his name again.
Yeah, I think we need to find a sponsor next year for the announcers across the Bayside, because I think Ed France would probably win every week. And, well, of course, Ron Vinter does a good job over at Easton High School does as well. All right. Under center, split backs in the backfield. Hand off Austin Ryan trying to cut out of the backfield. He does. He gets to the 41-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 6 on the play. Sets up 2nd and 4 for the Buccaneers as they get close to midfield now.
Ryan had a nice carry that time, but there's a distinct hush that's come over the sands here on the Kent Island sideline.
Buccaneer fans don't know how to lose this year because they've yet to do that. They've won a couple of close games,
remember the one-point game that we had with North Carolina and Kent Island to start to early in the year, like week two or three or so. Whistle on the field, that's to get the box straight, as he was 2 yards back. It's a home box, and he's 2 yards back. Second and four. Hand off to Braden Doyle. So they're going to come across the 50-yard line into Lions territory, and it's going to be enough for an EisenArt.net first down. They'll move those chains down to the 45-yard line.
Now, Doyle is one of those guys, when he pops it outside, he has enough speed to get to the house. So the Lions were flirting with disaster there.
Ball on the far hash mark. Buccaneers left to right across your radio dial. We've got 1:40 left in this third quarter. Finlay checks out. Van Wee checks in. He's the tight end with the coolest tight end name in the Bayside, Jean Van Wee.
I love that name.
I formation behind your quarterback. In motion is Selby Skaggs. He'll clear the formation. Hand off to Austin Ryan. Had to step aside, still managed to get a yard or two. And the Lions fans celebrating over there after a gain of 1 yard on the play.
Well, they went strong to the short side of the field and ran that way. And there's not a whole lot of room there before you get to the boundary.
Marciano and Van Wee jog to the sidelines. Marciano getting the play call. Then Finley will check in for Van Wee. Second and nine from the Lion 44-yard line. Don't forget, Coach and I'll choose the Sport Clip MVP when this one's over tonight. They're going to get an MVP experience. You can get one, too, and I highly encourage it. Get it in Easton, Kent Island, or Salisbury, coming soon to Cambridge. Back to pass. Marciano going to throw a quick out, poorly thrown, and the ball fall incomplete. Marciano not having a good day as a rifle master.
No, and that's not their strength anyway. Their strength is their running game and their defense. But right now they're forced into a situation where they got to play catch-up.
Third and nine from the 44-yard line of the Lions. Are you in fourth down territory if you're Coach Ferragamo at this point?
It's hard to say, Mark, but I think I'd have to strongly consider it, depending on this play.
Marciano under center, slip back to the backfield. Skaggs in motion. He'll come across. Marciano sprinting out, trying to throw rocket to Mooney, who goes back for it. That's the way you do it. Mooney catches it, gets down across the 25 to the 24-yard line. Mooney did a nice job coming back to the ball and beat the defender to it.
Yeah, the ball wasn't thrown badly, but it wasn't a great throw either, but Mooney made the play by coming back to it.
And he was able to turn and get it up the field for an EisenArt.net first down. First and 10 at the Lions, 24. Handoff. Austin Ryan straight ahead to the 20-yard line, just short of the 20, in fact. We'll give him a gain of four on the play nonetheless, second and six with 5 seconds left, and that's going to be the way we end the third quarter. The Lions lead 17-7. We're back with your Higginbottom Orthodontics fourth quarter after this on 94.3 Wings FM and SFNSports.net.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels, too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool is located on Route 50 in Easton and next to the Sam's Club on Route 13 in Salisbury. Like them on Facebook.
Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM.
Welcome back. Overtime Live's Game of the Week presented by Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites and also the Preston Automotive Group. Hey, they've got the Randy Thrower Scholarship Foundation Thanksgiving raffle going on. They provide scholarships for both football and track. The drawing's coming up on November 22nd, and you're looking at a bushel of crap. So, more on how you get those tickets in a moment. Flipback toss, Austin Wright trying to get to the outside. That's Braden Doyle, rather. And Doyle's going to get cut down, and he'll lose a couple of yards on the second and sixth attempt. So, Coach, how can they get tickets for this Thanksgiving raffle.
Well, they can contact
Hunter's Seafood Market.
Hunter's Seafood Market, or they can also contact Steve Thrower. And the way I would do that is inbox me, text me, and I'll give you the number.
And, of course, Hunter's Seafood Market, 410-827-8923. Tickets are just $5. All right, third, and we'll call it about seven for the Buccaneers. Jags in motion, offset eye. Back to pass. Marciano looking, has to shoot. He's got Wilmer. He throws it up towards the end zone. And let's see if it's intercepted. It is. It was deflected and intercepted in the end zone for a touchback. Selby Skaggs, I thought he was going to come up with it, but he is unable to. But in the end zone, again, another turnover.
Ball was thrown up for grabs, was batted a couple of times, and Mikey Monroe from his free safety position made the play.
So first and 20 for the Lions, and
that's a dagger.
Yeah, you had to come away with some points. First and 10 from the 20-yard line.
First and 10 for the Lions on their own 20.
Lions, handoff, Hickman hit in the backfield and dropped quickly. Queen Anne, on that Brettmore Therapy Associate scoreboard, Queen Anne girls soccer beat Parkside today in a shootout. Now, that's an exciting way to end the soccer game. And they will play Falston at Queen Anne Tuesday at 5:30 for the 2A East Region Championship.
Nice job on Mike Kern and all the girls.
All right, shotgun formation for your quarterback, D'Angelo. In motion, Jonquel Garner with the handoff, trying to get to the edge, and he's taken down there by Braden Doyle, and he gets back to the 20-yard line and about the 19-yard line, and that's it.
Well, Garner was letting the ball hang out there a little bit that time, carrying it loosely, and the last thing they wanted was a turnover down this point of the field.
So third and 11 for the Queen Anne's Lions. We'll check in with Mike Bradley and see how he's got that scoring outlook for us with the points. D'Angelo, shotgun, in motion. C.J. Rogers clears the formation. D'Angelo looks up here to the near side. He's going to take off and run it. We got a hold in the backfield. D'Angelo gets out to about the 37, 38-yard line, but there's a flag on the field at about the 21.
And again, it was unnecessary because the play was already 5 to 10 yards ahead of it.
Well, the official was a little late getting the flag out. The whole reason he was able to get around the corner was the jersey was being ripped off of the Kent Island player. 17-7 our score, 9:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Lions have the ball. Queen Anne's has had, or the Buccaneers, Kent Island has had plenty of opportunities tonight, but they keep fumbling it away. You had a Braden Doyle fumble into the end zone that went through the end zone for a Queen Anne's touchback. You had a nice run by Cameron Bowie getting out over midfield. He fumbled the ball.
You had a blocked field goal, which is totally abnormal.
Right. 17-7 the score. Queen Anne's third in Sudlersville. Take the toss, counter. Getting out, nice run, breaking free, Jonquel Garner. Garner in across the 30. He's got a nice run, got that first down all the way from the 8-yard line, and he gets all the way out across the 30 to about the 35. Wow, what a run on the counter by Jonquel Garner.
It was a fantastic run, but you cannot allow that kind of yardage with that much needed on a ground play.
Gain of 27 on that one.
And D'Angelo took a shot in the chop at the end of that.
He did, and probably a little uncalled for. Lucky we were flagged for that. D'Angelo, shotgun. Going to send move C.J. Rogers out a little bit. Kent Island showing a blitz. In motion, Rogers. D'Angelo's going to keep it. Splits up across 40 to the 50, down to the 45-yard line. Another Eisenhardt.net first down after a game of 20.
You got to be impressed with D'Angelo's durability, his field vision, his speed. He's got the full package.
K Kent Island will not lose the one seed regardless of the outcome tonight. However, Queen Anne's can win the Bayside Championship with a victory tonight, but they would still secure just a two seed, which means they would probably host North Carolina next week.
And that could be a very interesting matchup.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line, ball in the middle of the field, in motion. Garrett Bowen, give the handoff to Hickman. He's straight ahead. He's going to pick up 4 yards down to the 41-yard line. Sets up second and 6 now for the Lions as they are in Kent Island territory when the Buccaneers had them third and Sublersville.
Well, Kent Island is playing a little bit on his heels right now because they don't know if they're getting Garner, whether they're getting D'Angelo or Hickman, because you got a three-headed monster.
It was a 3rd and 21 before Garner busted off that big run. First, a 2nd and 6 from the 41-yard line. Bowen to the far side in motion. Give the handoff to Bowen, trying to get the corner lead block. He's going to get hit and driven back, but we got a flag at the 41-yard line as well, and it's going to be a 10-yard penalty for a hold, and that one will come back.
That one's coming back, but at this point, Queen Anne can afford a little bit of the penalties because the clock is still moving
on the line. Amon Alam letting us know Gardner's got 110 yards rushing tonight so far. 7:49 left in this fourth quarter. Queen Anne 17-7. They could care less if they score or not here at this point because they're just eating clock and clock.
Gardner's got 110 yards, but if you count his east to west runs, he's probably got 200.
Kent Island's not a quick strike offense, but they can grind it down. They're running out of time. 2nd and 15 for the Lions from the 50-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark, left to right. D'Angelo shotgun. In motion, Rogers to the right. Give the handoff to Rogers. Gets the corner to the 45, down the left sideline. He's to the 20, to the 10, the 5, and C.J. Rogers gets his first touchdown of the night, and that is a dagger.
And welcome back, C.J. Rogers, for the first time in 3 games. He's been out injured, and now he takes one to the house.
Gets it done from the 50-yard line, around on the left end, and C.J. Rogers puts the Lions up 23-7, pending a PAT. And the Kent Island sidelines are silent.
And actually, some fans are starting to file out.
Petrenko ready to put it up between the uprights, waiting on the snap. There it is, and the kick is up, and it's good. 24-7 with 7:28 left in the fourth quarter. The Lions all over the Buccaneers on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
Need a place to watch your favorite college or pro football team? Head to Carpenter Street Saloon in St. Michael's. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Plus, they have live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Stop by Carpenter Street Saloon every Sunday and take advantage of the football specials. Half-price wings and a half pound of peel in each shrimp for just $6. Monday is date night at the Carpenter Street Saloon. Buy one entree, get the second for half off. Enjoy a delicious meal of meatloaf and mashed potatoes, just $11 every Tuesday. Wednesday is trivia night with half-price burgers. Head to the Carpenter Street Saloon every Thursday for fresh oven-baked turkey specials all day long. And Saturday is steak night. Buy one Delmonico, get the second one half off. So beat feet to the Carpenter Street Saloon, a St. Michael's tradition.
Overtime Live.
Welcome back to Andy Schiffel Stadium, where the Buccaneers from Kent Island, the home team, coming in unbeaten. Yes, 9-0. Well, unless they can make something magical happen, they're going to finish the regular season 9-1 because the Lions lead them 24-7. Here comes your Luke Matrenko, Ben Franklin, Craftson, Framing Center kickoff. Cameron Bowie kicks it from the 5. He's out across the 20, trying to find a seam. He's got one. That ball was taken down at the 40-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle there from one of the Lions.
That was Chris Crow.
Bowie, if he'd have gotten by Crow, he'd have taken it to the house, but he latched on with his tether-like paws and brought him down.
Well, the Lions right now are making a statement. It's not just about winning and losing now. There is a statement being made.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line.
Despite his tether-like balls.
Yes. First and 10 from the 41. A must-score situation for the Buccaneers. Off that eye behind your quarterback. Marciano back to pass. Going to let it go. Short hops it to the intended receiver. Incomplete. And that's a second and 10. Looks like the intended receiver was Cameron Boyce. Marciano comes to the sideline to get the play.
There's no misunderstanding communication. He comes all the way over.
24-7 the score. Queen Anne's looks like they're going to win this one, but we still have 7 minutes left. We have seen Ken Ilick come back before from 21 down in a playoff game. Selby Skaggs in motion. Back to pass. Marciano has to pull it back down. Rolls out right. Trying to find somebody to throw to. He does. Marciano gets it out to about the 47, 48-yard line.
Selby Skaggs.
Give him a gain of 7 on the play. Sets up 3rd and 3.
3rd and 3.
Despite dropping a lot of people in coverage right now, Queen Anne is still getting on good pressure on the defensive front.
Selby Skaggs catches that one. Marciano's asking Ferragamo, come out on the field a little bit more, please, because, man,
I'll be asking for a wrist bracelet numbers or something.
6:40 and counting. Got to be a little quicker. Get these play calls off. Going to send Finley out here to the near side. Got a man in the slot. Offset eye behind your quarterback, Marciano. Receiver to the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Skaggs in motion. Back to pass. Going to try and hit Skaggs on a little flare. Marciano's got to pull it down. Now flips it out to Skaggs, who cuts back to the inside. I'd have thought if he'd have kept going, he'd have been okay, but now we got a flag on the play.
In the backfield.
Flag back down at about the 37-yard line. Personal foul, roughing the passer.
I did not see it. I was watching the ball.
As was I. But it's going to be a 15-yard penalty from the 49.
Now, I'm trying to figure that one out because Marciano was rolling toward the receiver, and he saw the catch, but I never saw anybody hit Marciano.
And he went down after the fact. Austin Ryan picking up the official's flag and tossing it to him. So the ball is going to be moved all the way down to the 36-yard line for an Eisenart.net first down. Offset eye behind your quarterback. Doyle and Ryan in the backfield. Two to the far, one to the near. Ball on the near. Marciano back to pass. Quick out and off target for Finlay. Goes out of bounds. And again, Marciano had some pressure on it.
Yeah, and Finley that time ran what looked like a little stop pattern, and the ball was thrown behind him.
Doesn't matter how good the quarterback is, as long as you get pressure on him, he's going to have to get rid of it a lot quicker than he wants to. There's an old defensive, wise defensive coach by the name of Colin Joseph that taught me that.
He disrupts the whole timing of the whole pass play.
Defensive coordinator for North Carolina. In motion, Selby Skaggs. Offset eye behind your quarterback. Marciano's going to hand it off to Austin Ryan. Trying to pick his way through. And boy, you can tell he spent some time in the gym. He's down inside the 30-yard line now, all the way down to about the 26, 27, maybe the 28. We'll call 3rd and 2.
And I think if the young man learned to run lower,
he'd be punishing.
He'd be a punishing runner.
Well, we've talked to him about it. Doesn't seem to matter, though.
Well, I believe he's a senior, so it's going to be hard to break that old habit.
Mooney and Skaggs to the far side. Finlay to the near. Offset eye behind your quarterback, Marciano. Set 3rd and 2. Back to pass. Going to let it go down the right sideline. And looking for him. Got him. Into the end zone for Mooney. A 28-yard touchdown pass. Well thrown and poorly defended on the far side.
Well, the defensive back on that side, I couldn't tell. I think he may have been Monroe. Stopped running, and the ball was just thrown over his head in the corner of the end zone with a touchdown.
Mooney turned around and brought it into his belly, and just like that, Ken Ilick able to score, and they will try and put one between the uprights with Trekkingott to pull within 10 with 5:19 to go. Here comes your kick. It's up, and it's good. 24-14 with 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter on 94.3 WinkStaffM at SFNSports.net.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, and Talbot counties all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with the Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM.
Well, we'll be back. We got a Ben Franklin Crafts and Framing Center kickoff. Let's check in with Mike Bradley back in the Edge Training Academy studios. You got those fingers and toes done counting?
Well, doing the best I can because I have to get results from all the games, and I don't have all of them. Some are still in progress. But what we do know is Elkton came in leading North Caroline 75.5 points to 72. With an Elkton win over Northeast tonight, they would get six because Northeast is a 2A school, which would give them 81.5. North Caroline gets five tonight with a win over Colonel Richardson, plus the four wins that Colonel had, which gives them nine. So that puts them up to, at that point, 81. And tonight, so far, it looks like Easton's going to beat Cambridge. They're leading 28-14. Decatur won. Parkside won. Looks like Queen Anne's is going to win. We'll see. Still 5 minutes left. But right now, we could count unofficially, you know, four extra points there. It's going to be awfully close between Elkton and North Caroline in terms of seeding. We'll put it that way.
Thanks for your work, Mike, there on that one as we try and determine where North Caroline and Elkton will fall. Not a very good onside attempt there by the Kent Island Buccaneers. Yeah. Kent Island, Wyatt Pender falls on it and covers it up. First and 10 for the Lions from the 50-yard line, right at midfield. Shotgun formation. Here comes Rogers in motion. Give the handoff to Rogers, trying to get the edge. He runs out of room and taken down. He'll get back to about the 46-yard line. The Buccaneers come away with the football, but not going to be a fumble. It'll be second, and they'll mark him down at the 47-yard line. Maybe the 40, officially 47. Second and 13 now for the Lions, who will continue to eat the clock away. Now, the Buccaneers do have three timeouts left as the clock continues to run. They're going to have to make a stop and probably call a timeout after this here. Double wing set. Why now? Single wing now. C.J. Rogers sitting there. And now, of course, they're eating every second of the clock. Here comes handoff to Jaquel Garth, who was going to be taken down to the backfield. Somehow he picks up 5 yards, gets down to the 48-yard line of the Buccaneers with 4:20 and counting and setting up a third and about eight.
But Queen Anne is doing exactly what he needs to do right now, and that's just eat clock.
It's third and eight.
And I guess at this point, Coach Ferragamo has three timeouts in his pocket, and he wants to hold on to them right now with a trailing by 10 to the Queen Anne's Lions. Ball's in the middle of the field. Bonner coming over here to the near side. He'll bump out Rogers. Garner in the slot on the far. He's in motion. Take the handoff. Quarterback's going to take it right up the gut. That's going to be the end zone. He cuts off to the left side. He's to the 20. A foot race to the 10 and taken down just shy of the goal line. Looks like he's at about the 5-yard line over on the far side. No flag into the Harrison Chesapeake House red zone. It's an Eisenhart.net first and goal for the Lions.
Such a simple play, yet so hard to defend.
Going to mark him down at the 7-yard line. First and goal for the Lions. And this one is pretty much in the books.
The score here was definitely in.
Yeah, the wheels would have to fall off the Lions at this point to lose. Up by 10, 24-14, 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. D.J. Rogers sent off on the near side. He'll go in motion. Hand off Hickman. Nope. Quarterback's going to keep it straight ahead down to about the 2-yard line. And it's going to be second and goal. D'Angelo getting the ball down there.
And why not keep it in his hands? He's run hard all night long and he's got sure hands.
So if North Caroline faces Queen Anne's next week at Queen Anne, we'll head back over to the Lions' Den to broadcast that one. If North Caroline is here as the 4 seed against Kent Island, then we'll come here. We're going to pick the two local teams to broadcast next week for our game of the week.
Get some clock energy up.
Shotgun formation for your quarterback. Garner in motion. Fake the handoff to him. and trying to get to the end zone is your quarterback, D'Angelo. He gets met at the line of scrimmage and gets nothing. Third and goal from the two.
Nothing fancy, just try to keep the clock running.
2:40 and counting. Now think about it. Going back, we were talking about the many different opportunities that Ken Island had. Braden Doyle fumbling out of the end zone that he had would have been a touchdown. You all said Garner fumbled the ball. It looks like Coach Donnie Graff's going to call a timeout because he can't get the play call in at this point. As they continue to wait at 2:13, and the Lions will burn a timeout with 2:10 to go. 24-14 the score. Queen Anne's trying to put this one away. On 94.3 Winks FM and SFM Sports. John Neff.
Fall savings at Ben Franklin Crafts. Save 33% off all fall bushes, fall ribbon bolts, creativity for kids box kits, and Winsor & Newton artist oils. Save 40% off all fall scarecrows, Gamblin artist oils, and Sweet Beads charms. Save 50% off all custom framing orders. Create, embellish, just add imagination. Ben Franklin Crafts, Easton Plaza, Marlboro Road, Easton.
The Overtime Live Game of the Week on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
Don't forget, we've got your Doc's Riverside Grill post-game wrap-up coming up when this one's over. We'll talk to both the winning and losing coaches. Plus, we'll try and get a word with our Sport Clips MVP. It's all coming up when this one's over, and we've got 2:10 left here on 94.3 Winks FM. I tell you, Coach Donnie Graff's done a great job. His only loss this year has come against Sussex Central in the Henlopen. And Sussex Central is a very strong football team.
They are that.
In fact, guys, Sussex Central almost knocked off the number one team this year.
Straight up the gut, and it looks like D'Angelo is going to be just shy of the goal line. And now there's a timeout from Ken Island with 2:03 to go. And they'll talk about it. Fourth and goal from the one. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say that Sussex Central almost, and I apologize, Sussex Central almost knocked off the number one team in the state of Delaware 2 weeks ago against Smyrna at home on a Saturday afternoon, just to show you the level of that program. But, without patting myself on the back too much, I had Queen Anne's rated number one all year despite Ken Island being undefeated. And I just felt like, based on what we were hearing coming into the year from Coach Graff, that he had a special team this year, and we're seeing it this week.
Absolutely. You know, I think back to last week's game, North Carolina, without the services of David Bailey, yes, he played, but Coach, you and I both saw that it wasn't the David Bailey that we had seen in the past. You know, in a wet field, I think those two teams match up very well with each other. And you really almost want to see those two play for the region title, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think you might see those two teams play coming up next week in the region semifinals.
Yeah, that game turned on one play. That goal pass down the sideline.
Yep.
When Garrett Bowen got to lose, and went for the score.
Fourth and goal from the one. Quarterback straight ahead. D'Angelo, I'm not sure he got in. The officials are late getting there. I don't think he got in. They're marking the ball down. A big stand by the defense for Ken Island on the fourth and goal. But they've got 99.75 yards to go to get a touchdown. Do the Buccaneers as it's a turnover on downs at the goal line.
Well, at least this does breathe a little bit of life into the Bucs.
That shows the Buccaneers were still fighting. At that point, they're playing for pride. So first and 10 for Jordan Marciano and company. The backside of the ball is going to be almost touching the goal line. Can't get much closer than that. 1:56 on the clock. Now we've got a stoppage of play. Queen Anne's going to call a timeout. We'll take 1-2. 24-14 with 1:56 to go. Queen Anne's leads Ken Island on 94.3 Winks FM and SFMSports.net.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
It's the Overtime Live Game of the Week on WINX-FM St. Michael's Easton, a First Media radio station, your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM.
First and 10 for the Buccaneers from the goal line. Marciano, three-step drop, and the ball gets knocked out of the air. That's going to set up second and 10. They were trying to take a shot. That's a little dangerous with cover two coverage there.
Yeah, it was a dangerous play, but you got to take a shot at this point. You have really no choice. And I believe that was Jordan Wilmer who got his hand on the ball.
Second and 10 for the Bucs with 1:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. The problem for the Bucs is they trail by 10. Receiver to the near, two to the far, I formation. Marciano's going to drive straight ahead to get himself a little room. He'll pick up about 5 yards, and that'll set up third and 5 now. Quickly back under center. Offset I formation. Back to pass. Marciano flushed out to the far side, giving chase to the Lions. Marciano keeps it, and he's going to get out across to the 15 to the 16-yard line. It's an eyesandart.net first down with 1:27 on the clock from the 16-yard line. 84 yards to go to score, and they're going to have to do it in a hurry. Again, I formation behind your quarterback. Back to pass. Marciano's trying to step. Let it go. Overthrow Dylan Finlay. Garrett Bowen, one of the safeties on the coverage.
And that was going to just throw in hose. There was really nobody else.
Marciano's taking a beating tonight.
Well, the Queen Anne's defensive front has been coming with the heat.
1:17 on the clock. The benefit of that incomplete pass is it stops the clock.
17, left to go. Second and 10.
Finley coming out here to the near side. Doyle and Ryan in the backfield. Slots on the far, handoff to Ryan. Ryan's trying to break a tackle, and he gets taken down at about the 17-yard line, and he'll pick up a yard or so and nothing more.
The Lions are back to their defensive backup a little bit, but they're playing more of a standard defense. They really haven't gone prevent.
Offset eye. Backfield, Marciano back to pass, looking out to the left. Throws Finlay. Finlay steps back. He's covered up. He'll get out to about the 23-yard line and be a couple of yards shy. And Coach Ferragamo will take a timeout to talk about it. Trailing by 10 with 46 seconds. Ferragamo's going to try and find a 10-point play in that call. We'll be back here to Andy Schippel Stadium on 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Del Marva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
On that Fred Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard, Middletown must have been holding something out because Walkersville beat them tonight 27-3. Back to pass, Marciano, fourth and one, throws it out to the far sideline and picked off. And Queen Anne's intercepts it. And nothing but a formality left here. Queen Anne's is going to be your Bayside champion. with a 9-1 record is they come in and they will beat the unbeaten Kent Island Buccaneers tonight, who will no longer be unbeaten.
No one will be unbeaten in Queen Anne. Not only breaks that string, gains bragging rights, but also wins the Bayside in the process.
Post-game wrap-up presented by Doc's Downtown Grill and Doc's Riverside Grill coming up. Make sure you ask about that $15 football game passport card. Doc's Riverside Grill, located across from the courthouse, or Doc's Downtown Grill, located across from the courthouse on Washington Street, downtown Easton. And, of course, Riverside Grill is located in Centerville. I think our clock operator here fell asleep for a minute there. Because the ball was snapped, and in like 5 seconds before the clock started running.
Come on, Jerry, wake up.
He was excited. He thought he was getting ready to have his season in, but they must have just told him that he had more games to do next week. But our clock operator does a great job. He brings us these officials each and every week and lets us know when we should stop talking bad about them. And the clock strikes zero. The Lions win. The student body storms the field. And just like that, the Queen Anne's Lions capture the Bayside Championship. 24-14, our final score. We've got your Docks Riverside Grill post-game wrap-up coming up next on 94.3 Winks FM and sfmsports.net.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrette from Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates in the Adirondack Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2900. And we can get you the answer.
That's Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island.
Doc's Riverside Grill, located at 511 Chesterfield Avenue in Centerville, is known for its family-friendly atmosphere. Doc's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Have a favorite team? You can follow them at Doc's on one of the big screen TVs, including their big 8-foot projection HD screen. When it comes to the NFL, Doc's is a house divided. Come watch the Ravens and the Redskins. Check out their touchdown menu for great food and drink specials during the game. Doc's Riverside Grill. You gotta love us. Do you want to look good, feel good, and see great? Let an optical galleria help you see what you are missing. An optical galleria on West Water Street in Centerville and in the Teal Marsh Plaza in West Ocean City offers in-house eye exams and has an on-site lab so that your needs can be met quicker and to your satisfaction. So bring your prescription or schedule an eye exam at an optical galleria to find out why they are award-winning and getting highly rated reviews from their customers. An optical galleria is a family-owned independent optician taking pride in helping you look good, feel good, and see great. An optical galleria on West Water Street in Centerville and in the Teal Marsh Plaza in West Ocean City.
It's time to turn the heat up on the competition during the top 100 sales drive at the Preston Autoplex.
This year's inventory is the largest on the East Coast and includes over 2,000 new Fords, Lincolns, Mazda, Nissan, Hyundais, and even pre-owned vehicles, too. You can get total savings up to $12,000 and finance rates as low as 0% for 72 months is available on select vehicles, and our prices include freight. Plus, you get a yellow frog to support our troops.
The top 100 sales drive is on, and we'll do whatever it takes to earn your business only at the Preston Autoplex or hop online to PrestonMotor.com.
Serving Talbot, Dorchester, Caroline, and Queen Anne's County since 1919, Mensa Petroleum offers service contracts and 24-hour emergency service for all fuel oil customers and price cap protection for budget plan customers. Get peace of mind by talking with one of the oil heat representatives, eager to respond to all your heating and air conditioning needs. Mensa Petroleum, now with even better service than before. Ready, willing, and able to service you. Call Mensa Petroleum at 410-822-4335. That's 410-822-4335.
Football season is here, and Cario, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Grawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge,
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Krause.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Krause, St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge, and available online at KrabbyKrause.com.
It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Autoplex and Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites on 94.3 Winx FM and SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the post-game wrap-up, brought to you by Doc's Downtown Grill and Doc's Riverside Grill, as the Queen Anne's Lions were just presented the Chesapeake Cup. That one's going back to Centerville for this year, as the Lions victorious 24-14 tonight. And Coach, I kind of thought that Queen Anne's had the potential to come in and win this tonight if they played well, and they did that tonight in, well, I guess what, with about 10 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, it comes down, it truly was a game of halves. It was pretty dead even the first half, but the Lions made that one play right before halftime and then came out and controlled the second half.
Quickly done tonight is Coach Damian Ferragamo. We'll talk to him now. And, Coach, a tough one tonight. We were just talking. It was like a game of two halves. And nobody wanted to win in the beginning, the first quarter. A couple of fumbles. You had the one that's down in the end zone. And then the big turnover end the first half with about 10 seconds left on it, where they scoop and score. That was the heartbreaker, it seemed.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, that made it 7-7. So there's going to be big plays throughout the game. That's a huge play for them. Tried to call something safe there, knew we were in field goal range, and, you know, just a mistake on the exchange. You know, we did a whole lot of things we don't normally do today. It was a turn. I bet you we had more turnovers today than we'd had the rest of the season combined. Some of that's Queen Anne, some of that is us. So we you can't do that and expect to beat a 9-1 football team now.
Now, what was practice like this week? I mean, I know it's Kent Island, Queen Anne, but in the grand scheme of things, the state championship is what's at stake. And really, this game didn't mean anything to your standing. So was it a lack of focus, or what do you think it was?
No, practice was great. Practice was the same it's been. Kind of midway through the season, we started practicing better. We didn't practice well at the beginning of the season. But it was fine. Our focus was there. It's a couple of mistakes. That's what it is. We made the mistakes the last couple of weeks, and it's concerning because it's got to get corrected, because now you don't get a tomorrow now. So, no, our focus is there. We understood what this game was and with the playoff season and all that stuff, but, you know, there's only so many games in a high school kid's career. We want to win every single one of them. So we didn't approach this like it didn't matter.
I know that as a coach right now, you're not going to think about this, but here's the bright side. You didn't fumble on your first possession.
Holy smokes. No, we didn't. At least I don't think we did. It's hard.
No, you didn't.
Hard to think back right there. But we were just putting the ball on the ground. And every time we put it on the ground, it was points. It was going into the end zone. It was them scoring points. We had one. We broke a run where I thought we were going to score. And we end up fumbling. I'm not even sure it was a contact fumble. It's one of those things. It's something that has to be corrected, because I believe we're playing North Carolina next week. I'm not sure. I got to wait to hear. But you can't fumble against them either. You can't fumble against anybody who's still going to be playing football week 11.
Well, we've been talking about that tonight, about who your opponent is going to be. And with North Carolina beating Colonel tonight, they picked up the necessary points to move ahead. And all that comes down to bonus points, it's quite possible that you may have to play Elkton now. You don't care.
I don't care, because there's no good team to play, you know. No, I hope nobody's sitting there, I hope we get to play Kent Island. There's no good team to play here. So, you know, everybody's good. That's why it's so special in the playoffs. So if we play Elkton fine, we play Queen Anne's again, I don't think that's going to happen. But the MPSSA point stuff, that's real hard to figure out. You always try to, and then it comes out something that you didn't think it was. So we'll wait on official word, and then, you know, we'll put our best foot forward trying to go 1-0 in week 11.
Well, and you played both of them this year, and you blew out Elkton, and, well, it was a close one with North Carolina.
It was far from a blowout in Elkton. You saw the game. We took advantage of some of it. They made some mistakes that we made today, and that's what was the difference in that game. So it was far from a blowout. So we have our work cut out for us.
Well, good luck next week, and we'll see what game we're covering. Maybe we'll see you. Maybe we won't.
All right, thank you. Thank you guys for coming out, man. You do a great job.
Thank you. Coach Damian Ferragamo, yes, he is tonight, comes up short. But 24-14, he walks up to Ava DeLam and says, "That was a weird game." We'll be back to talk with Coach Donnie Grafe when he's done talking to all his kids. We've got that coming up right here on 94.3 Winks FM and sfmsports.net.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located at the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out Chincheck Sports SportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, boldly asks, who invented the demolition derby? Man. Yes, guys live their life a little differently. At Sport Clips, guys find sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a haircut that always looks great. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Sport Clips, with locations in Easton, Kent Island, Salisbury, and coming soon to Cambridge. Visit sportclips.com.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel, to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels, too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton and next to the Sam's Club on Route 13 in Salisbury. Like them on Facebook.
Overtime Live.
Welcome back to the Doc's Riverside Grill postgame show. We're going to photobomb the Queen Anne Lions as they're celebrating here in the middle of the field. You can watch tonight's game at Doc's Riverside Grill coming up Tuesday night. They'll be putting it on the big screen. And we have got our Sport Clips MVP, Jordan Wilmer, with us. And the man that turned the tide in the game, our Easton Cycling Sports turning play of the game. And you guys were kind of stagnant there before that. And then finally, with about 10 seconds left in the half, you managed to get to the end zone with a 70-plus yard scoop and score. Do you feel like that really changed the momentum for you guys in this contest?
I feel like it did. I feel like it kind of gave us like a full spark. It gave us on a better note, gave us momentum on our side. It gave us, you see what the outcome of the game is.
Absolutely. You came out and really started to assess your will in the second half. And, of course, turnovers, big part of the game.
Yes, sir. I feel like you hustle, turnovers, you know, play hard, they happen. If penalties and turnovers, big thing, key factor of the game.
Now, have you ever been to Sport Clips?
Sport Clips? Was.
Really? Okay, so you're feeling, you get the MVP experience.
All right.
All right, so what this is now, you're going to get a haircut, all right? And they give you a shampoo when they're done. And you get the tea tree experiment with the hot towel on your face and a shoulder massage. Man, you are going to love it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, so congratulations, Jordan Weller, our Sport Clips MVP. And hey, the Queen Anne Lions win tonight. We're going to catch Coach Donnie Grafe with us as well as he picks up the victory tonight, 24-14. as the Lions beat the Buccaneers to become the Bayside champions, and they get the Chesapeake Cup. But, Coach, I think just overall you wanted to see your kids play better in the second half.
I think they did play better in the second half. They played a lot better all around. Defensively, it was a great game. You know, they Kenan's tough. Good football team. But, we played a lot better second half, and they had some turnovers to hurt them. Well, we know that. So, good football game.
Absolutely. It looked like it was a different Lions team in the first half until Jordan picked up that fumble and took it to the house.
Yeah, it was. Kenan's a good defensive team. We knew they were going to give us some problems with some of the things that we like to do. Jordan picked it up, got a little momentum going into halftime, and then kind of figured some things out at halftime and came out second half, and the offense got playing a little bit better, and everything seemed to work out from that point on.
Talk about Mike D'Angelo and his performance tonight. You know, in the first half, you guys couldn't get anything going. You had less than 100 yards of offense, but it looked like maybe in the second half you went to a more – you gave Ken Allen a dose of their own medicine. You went to a more power running game.
Yeah, we did. We did ran power a lot in the second half. I think the first half, again, it was a little bit of a feeling out process. Again, we definitely weren't flat. I mean, we came out ready to play. But, maybe we were a little bit too ready to play. And second half, did turn Mike loose a little bit, got some runs, and we didn't throw the ball as much as we did the first half. And I think we just kind of grinded it out a little bit. So,
nice performance for your team. How important is this win to head into the playoffs next week?
It's huge because we've been on both sides. You know, we played Ken Island, obviously, the last game of the season for quite some time now. And when we lose, it's always tough getting the kids back up the next week for the first round of playoffs. And when we win, you know, usually they keep on rolling. You know, it just kind of builds on itself. So, you know, everything's good right now. We'll see what Monday brings.
It looks like it's probably going to be North Carolina again coming to you with their win with the bonus points, but it is going to be really close. I guess at this point it doesn't matter who you play, but is there a team you'd rather see?
No. I mean, we just got to get ready for whoever plays, whoever shows up to play, and that's all you do. You know, at this point in the season, it's whoever shows up, let's play, and hopefully move on to the next round.
Brand new season now starting next week. Everybody healthy?
Week 10, got some bumps and bruises, but the kids will be ready to play.
Good to see CJ back on the field.
Yeah, it was. And CJ had a big run for us. Jaquel had an unbelievable run. Made a couple guys miss. And then Mike, you know, with the power running game. So, yeah, it was a good all-around performance the second half. Just got to get better offensively to start the game.
Good luck next week, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Oh, by the way, Mike Bradley wanted me to tell you, he picked you to win today.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I thought that was important. Well, that's going to do it from us. For us here at Andy Schiffel Stadium, yes, the Ken Island Buccaneers fall tonight, 24-14 to the Queen Anne's Lions. Coach, you have any closing comments?
It was a great game to end the regular season on. Now both teams have got to have a short memory, and they've got to put it behind them and move on to the one-game season.
Well, we know Ken Island is the one seed. Queen Anne's is the two seed. They will both host playoff games next week. Mike Bradley will also update you on all of the 1A scenarios. We've got all that coming up from the Edge Training Academy studios. Thanks again to Giselle back on the board with Mike Bradley. And, of course, for Coach Dio Beecraft, I'm Mark Potter saying congratulations to the Queen Anne's Lions. They are your Bayside champions and winners of this year's Chesapeake Cup. Who knows where we'll be next week, but you can bet Overtime Live will be back under the lights with Friday Night Lights with our Game of the Week presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus, Easton, and its suites. Mike Bradley next with Overtime Live Studio Show on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
WINX St. Michael's.